Welcome to the You Hear Me podcast. You hear me? What the fuck is you talking about?
BK Girl Chat.
That's why you got
BK Girl
miles,
Chat
man.
In the building. Yeah, me and my dog in here.
You hear me?
Sinbad Jr.
You hear me?
Yo. We got Cash Doll in the building.
Happy Halloween.
We're not people. Playing.
Who are you supposed to be?
Myself.
All right, well, we got myself in the building and Cash Doll.
Get your shit
together. We got myself in the building.
We got hookah in the building.
Can I just say that everybody, they lied and told me that they was going to dress up, and then nobody dressed up for me. See how they are?
Yo, shout. Shout out to Shay with the fake prosthetic booty.
Oh, yo, wow.
Please stand up. Show the camera that ass.
Show it how good it looks.
Wow.
Hey, no, this is what y'all be getting got at in the spot.
Can y'all see a good angle?
Stop playing me.
That shit that's come with hips.
She doesn't feel
yo,
anything.
I ain't know the fake booty came with
crazy.
It's crazy,
right? It looks real, right?
That shit is crazy.
Nigga gonna wake up in the morning like,
crazy.
Ass gone.
Yo,
I have a butt. It's just not. Like
how y'all feel
this.
About the fake?
That shit is crazy. So you
so
went out.
A lot of your favorite bottle girls.
That's crazy.
So you went out with that one time.
Yeah, that's crazy. The 54 fake out, fellas. Watch out.
And niggas was on you.
Yes, but the reason why I won't go out with it is because
it draws too much attention.
Well, the reason why I won't go out with it is because, you know, if I go home with you, then, you know, it's going to be a problem. So I'm not going to do that. But
by that time, niggas is drunk. They don't give a fuck. they lead the ass and you can go.
Niggas already beaten.
You hear me? They like lead the ass and you can go. That shit is so it got a pussy print and
it
everything.
It has a pussy print. Yes.
So, but right now it's just a big ass underwear guard, but. Pad with fucking
silicone.
Like that shit is crazy.
It's a prosthetic.
Bro.
Like a wet.
It's a whole body part.
This is.
So let me give you some real tea.
It's a whole body part.
The real reason why this is created is for transgenders.
Wow.
So the transgenders is who really buys this and wears it so that you don't see their penis because it has a pussy print. That's the real reason why it was created.
And it's a nice pussy.
Marcus, I'm scared. I'm scared.
I purchased it because
you fell for the.
That's a nice I purchased it because I'm thinking about doing a BBL, which is a Brazilian butt lift where you take fat. I don't have enough fat yet, but you take fat from everywhere else and put it in your ass. So I wanted to know what it would feel like, how heavy it would be, how it would look, how it would change my life.
Women are real calculated.
Yes, listen. Well, I am. Because I want to know what it looks like. I don't want to look like a sex kitten all the time. Like, I still have to do a corporate job. So.
Okay, so it's just wear a long shirt, long blazer.
Yeah, exactly. So
we got hookah. The hookaholics gave us some hookah.
All right, now.
Yeah, that's crazy. That shit is crazy. So that's what they be doing to y'all, fellas. Y'all be so thirst. Shorty had a fat ass.
Especially when it looks real bad.
Go on.
I ain't going to point no elbows.
What are you talking about?
Wait, hold
you
on
too,
now.
Bro.
You fall for the
you
fake
be,
ass?
You be falling
for the
fake ass? I never fall. No, I didn't. I knew it was fake because I was like, that ass was there last week. Fuck is you talking about?
That ass was mad.
She's thinking stupid.
No, but you know, girls do go and get surgeries done. And
so
now,
you going to get the surgery?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm fine. Like, I feel like if I worked out, I'll be okay. Because, like, a lot of guys like the slimmer chick, too.
Right. Slim thick, yeah. Right. I'm more or less into the slim thick now. I'm not really into the big booties like that.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel yet.
I don't know.
I used to be into the big booties, but I'm into
that's
slim
thick. That's what's
thick.
In right now.
No, it's not. That shit
the
is
big booty.
It's not.
It
you're right.
Is.
It is a phase. That's exactly right. It's a phase, and it's dying off.
I have
no, it's not.
Big booties
my
to me, it is. I'm done. I'm done with.
Inquiring minds would like to know. I don't know.
So my so thing is, what if I go out and get this fake booty and then it goes out like how big breasts, remember
just take
big
it off.
Z double Z
right.
breasts was out
take
and
it off.
Jenny Jones was like, you know, the shit showing off all these fake boobs and now nobody wants that. Like, you're a dub. So I don't want a big fake booty and then I'm a dub. So I got to think about this.
I mean, I feel like it should be an investment more or less.
How so? Can we get a poll
prostitute?
Going?
That's
can
the only way
it's an
investment. Let us know whether Shay should get
this
done.
How y'all
done?
Feel about the virile?
Can we get a poll going?
You want to
do a poll?
Let's do a poll.
Stand up right there. Let's stand right there.
Oh,
we need to
Lord
see.
Jesus.
Show. I got the live. We need to see what's going on.
Show the
but
fucking.
But y'all got to show the natural,
you
too.
You
got to
see
so
the
you can,
yeah.
The natural.
So
if they seen the natural last
they don't care about the natural.
Yeah, niggas
don't care.
Oh, they don't care about natural.
They don't care. Look at that.
It looks great.
Wow.
Prosthetic booty.
That shit crazy.
You can't even see.
She
got to
move over this way. Come
on,
she can
see. Come over a little bit.
Turn around.
Oh, you talking about that line.
Wow. Bend it over. Let us really see how it looks.
Yes.
See how good it looks?
She got the, it moves and do the shake.
Wow, niggas is like, this is dangerous. This is done in a professional studio.
They're like, this is dangerous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's bugged out.
So how was y'all week, man?
It was good until Pops died.
Damn, I feel a way about that.
Hello.
I told him that's how it's gonna be with Sinbad. He might not see him again.
No,
yo. So let me tell you the story.
Pops was younger than Sinbad. No, they
was so let me tell you the story. So yesterday I'm at Salsa Con Fuego, right? So shout to Rob Stapleton because he does this shit every Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, depending on the name. So Sinbad was there yesterday. So Rob does, he brings comedy out there. It's fire. You know what I'm saying? It's fire. He the one doing it now. He don't got to do like a Caroline's where it's like this. It's like ethnic, dope comedy. Every Tuesday you go there. It's free most of the time. So I'm there. So he does this thing where people get on stage to dance. Like, so you get like, he gets two men, two women that represent each other. And you got to do a bust an old school move. Right? I'm going to cut to like the good part. So I go up. It's my second time going up. I be going like, if niggas don't go up, if I'm there, I'll go up. If I'm ain't nothing, I'm gonna just do the dance shit because I like to be on stage with fucking regardless. So I go up, and this big booty Spanish girl comes up, right? So
what
the
you did?
Hold on. So one of the joints is after this first dance, the second time you stand there, and that other person got to bust some moves, and you for like 30 seconds, and then the other person stays and you. So the girl went first. So I'm standing there. So her favorite go-to move is a twerk booty. Get on the floor, that's booty twerk, booty twerk. Nigga, it smelled like sanitation, onions, and feta cheese.
You hear this?
During the twerk. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Imagine when it come off with a
smell. I was like, yo, you. That's what I'm saying. It was retarded. We was just talking about stink pussy.
You would have still be.
I was, no,
sanitation?
The fuck. Like, it was like
juice,
foul.
That juice that come out the back.
God. It was foul. Like, and she was, every pop was whiffing the smell in my nose. And she, I was like, nah. Nah, bro.
Ladies.
Nah, bro.
There's a whole aisle for us.
And I'm like, yo, that shit is crazy.
Use it.
And then she got up, she one of them chicks that got a fat ass. Look, nigga, you'll definitely holler and go up and nigga, it was straight foul. Oh,
so
I was almost
home.
I gagged.
She right?
Never went to me.
You could have just thrown in the shower.
If you if you smelling it through the clothes. That shit got to be crazy.
Maybe the clothes was old. Maybe she ain't washed.
I don't know what was happening on earth.
Stop giving excuses. Let me tell you.
Maybe she's at work all day.
There's Summer's Eve sprays, ladies. Like, come on. Even guys got ball spray now.
Everything.
Like, come on.
Nowadays.
Please.
Everything. It's a whole aisle.
There's a whole aisle. There's no excuse.
It was crazy. No excuse. Y'all girls got to get y'all shit together. That shit is horrible. We was just talking about it. Huh?
Did you tell her?
Nope.
Nah, see? I'm not gonna tell because I want to. No, we on the
see,
we in a setting.
See,
we in a part. We in like a party setting. You know, at Casa Salsa Con Fuego, it's a comedy joint. It's big, whatever. I mean, she got off the stage after that. We did our thing. We got off the stage, and she, you know, she looked like she wanted to smile and come out the. I'm like, bitch, if you don't go wash up and shoot your vagina in the face,
but you didn't tell her nothing, and that's
because I don't give a fuck. I'm not going home with her. That's your business.
Yeah, but
you gotta know you stink. You had to smell.
She don't, because she would have never popped up pussy if she thought it smelled good. She didn't think it smelled good.
We were at a party and a girl was right next to us and she smelled like onions and she was like, "I'm gonna tell her."
That's underarms, though.
I'm gonna tell her.
That's unique.
Did you tell her? Yes. And the reason why I believe in telling people is because number one, they don't know.
She was going off. She was dancing. She was talking to people. I was like, "Oh my god, she needs to move."
Yeah, and
that's why you pull her over politely.
You know, it's crazy because we just had like this whole conversation about guys too not knowing certain things. Mm-hmm. Size wise, mm-hmm. Like some guys be talking
niggas
about.
Know they size.
They be having big dick energy without the big dick.
Mine.
But nigga not gonna go off and tell you he got a little dick.
Yes, but I've had a dude say to me he had a big dick, and
all.
I was like,
let me find out what's going on.
So what's big? Like,
well,
what
after y'all fuck.
What do you think?
So by the time you was in the bedroom, you was like, where?
No, I didn't say where right then and there.
Right, that's fine. But he's not going to tell you ahead of time that he got a little dick.
But maybe still, a girl told him that.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Oh, okay, that's cool. My point.
All right, no expectation is better than a higher expectation right. than a letdown.
Exactly. So what's the standard? What's the standard for him to even think he can have that energy?
You gotta have the you gotta have an all around big dick.
Yeah, like okay, so
big dick.
Yeah. A big dick, I would say, is like 8 inches and higher. That's right. A big dick. Mm-hmm. Like that's something you can have big dick energy for. An average dick is like 4 or 5 inches, which is still good. Like, and we had this conversation too. I don't need no damn 8 inches. I'm good. Like, I like my cervix to be intact, so I'm not looking for that.
You like a little dick, nigga?
I would fuck the shit out of a little dick, nigga.
Okay.
You would?
Okay?
Fuck
wow. I would.
You was a freak. Anyway, we learned that from last week.
She need 20.
I need King Kong dick.
She need 20.
I don't need.
She like you. No. You want Pinocchio?
No. Nope.
I want Donkey Kong.
No. She, I'm all set. That's want, bleeding.
I want you to. I want that shit go in my pussy and come out my throat, bitch. Oh,
no.
She was trying to die in the bed. Like that no, shit was
no.
awesome.
No, no, no.
Get your life together.
No, thank you.
Get your shit mm-hmm. together. Yeah, she ain't got nothing. That baby's coming right the fuck out.
It had it. I thought it was gas.
Wow.
I thought that was gas. Wow. Oh shit.
I can't stand
that.
Him.
Shit is crazy.
No,
though.
But for real, like people are not telling people things that they need to know. If somebody's breath is horrible, you need to pull them aside and let them know.
Nigga. If I'm not dealing hygiene, with you, that's fuck your life. I'm not gonna tell you. I don't give a fuck. I'm
but
not
you
here
gonna
to
talk
help
about
you.
Her afterwards.
Absolutely.
See,
I'm
that's
gonna talk
the
about you
shit I'm talking about.
During. I'm talking
no.
about you during.
Mm-mm.
And, no during.
Say it. And bitches too. Like guys be like, oh, I fucked this bitch. Her walls was loose. This, that, and the third. She don't know because she thought she was popping. Like the last nigga told her.
Or maybe you had the
somebody
big
said 10 inches is a big dick.
You get the fuck. She got to do
too small.
Put the camera to me. 10 inches is a big dick.
It is.
That's yeah. It's big.
Wow.
It's fucking. You have a. I don't even want to. I don't want to have sex with you.
Somebody's mad
at all. Cause
what?
10 and she just want. She got. You can fist. You can fist her.
Oh my god, oh my yo! You.
She's one of them. Says I like a fist.
Listen.
Oh,
she's
that's
just
crazy.
Saying what's a big dick. She didn't say that. That's what she likes.
No, that's she's saying 10.
Wow.
Give me that 10, nigga.
First
and
of all.
20
no.
and a half.
No, nigga.
The fuck is you talking about?
What
you
talking about? What if you had a dildo and it's bigger than your man? How would you feel as a guy if you went to your girl crib and she had a big old gigantic dildo
just on the wall?
That's just ridiculous.
She just
nigga better just do the SpongeBob. I'm head out.
What the fuck is that? Yo, look at her. Look at her. She was like just backing it up. Every now and again. She was into it. Yo, she's a freaky.
I heard about the wall dildo where you put it on the wall and you fuck the shit out of it. I can't do that.
I saw her on like a porno. She had like in a shower.
How many times you did that?
Grace.
How many times you did that? You lying sack of manure. You got one right now.
Would
y'all
use the dolls? Like, you know, you seen the realistic dolls.
Yo, I would use a doll.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Tell me, is this gay or not, right?
Oh, shit.
This dude at my job, he had his work bag, right? So we was working together. So the bag fell, right? I don't think I was supposed
don't
to see this.
The
dills fell out like.
Nah.
I said, you know what about you? Act like you didn't see you. Like,
what'd he say?
He like, oh, I use this with my girl.
When he did it in that voice, though?
Yeah, that's his voice. I ain't gonna say his name. He said, oh, I use this with my girl. She like it DP.
But there are guys
I'm
that
like,
have
no,
dildos
you
for their girl.
Like it DP. I said, why you...
In his work bag?
It is in the bag. Like, with the lunch in there.
Nah.
The deals in there.
With the lunch.
Wow.
No way.
That nigga's having
lunch.
That nigga's having lunch. I swear to God, that shit was like this big. I said,
oh,
boy.
Oh my God.
That shit said, no, the no. sound effect said, boy,
you
should have
asked her what hole she like. What hole she like?
It's like this.
Anything in? What the?
Boy,
no, no, but real.
Yo, we got work bags. The bag like this. Boy, the whole shit, it was like. I was like,
yeah, son.
Well, maybe he packing the same thing.
Right? I don't know what he packing.
I'll be waiting, nigga. You can't be walking around with a deal.
Like, I think you need to leave that at her crib. Why is that in your bag? You work with another girl house? Now that's
so I can say that I have met a dude who has dildos and he likes to use them on the girl. Wow. And I feel like he does that because he can't keep it up that long.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Nah. Is a dildo the same satisfaction as fingers? Because if you're getting that same satisfaction,
that's the same. That's clean. Not the same at all. That's, fingers is like this.
Dildo is close to a dick. Whole ass dildo. That's too much.
Yo, that's
you, what?
A good.
You're liking a whole dildo? That's a bit much.
Well, yo, so DP? It depends on the size.
That's what he said. She like DP.
DP, right?
I said no. I think you like.
It depends on the size.
A lot of girls got a problem with the niggas having that new fake butt shit and having that as their sex toy. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they got the fake dolls. Ass doll, but just the ass part, and that shit
and
looks
the pussy.
It look good as fuck. It's shit about as fake as the fake booties that's out here. But it got
I seen that shit on a porno before. I'm like, what the fuck?
But niggas got them, and bitches like, that, you need help. Bitch, you be having a dildo. It's a dick. It's the same shit.
I think that's borderline like psychopath. I got to pull that shit out of my closet. Way. Like, yeah,
so
baby.
That's my problem with that.
I'll leave it on the dresser.
Putting that shit on the wall and fucking it.
I'm about, I ain't going to buy one. I'll leave it on the dresser. Nah, she like, what's that, bitch? What it look like?
That's like some psychopath
I'll be right back.
Shit.
I'm about to warm up.
The reason why that's your warm up for when you get with the real thing.
I don't know. It's my fucking jerk off.
Instead of jerking off, you use the door and fuck the door.
That's too much.
See, the reason why I can't do shit like that is because I'll just feel like things. You know, pathetic. Right. Like I'm fucking a dick on the wall. Like I can't do that. No, I just need to get a dude. Like
right?
I can't do that.
You need to exercise your social skills and
that's.
I mean, it's safer.
I have hand skills. I don't fuck myself.
It's
that
safer.
Way. That's it. It's
you
safer.
Know, you ain't got to put a condom on that shit.
You can go walk.
You ain't got it's to put safer. The condom on it. It's I'm safer.
You know what though? You're right. You're right. It
now
is
that
safer.
Shit probably got germs. The way my man had it in his bag, and he gonna eat
it.
That
nigga
got.
He
got.
He's
gonna catch
that. That nigga got a back. Shorty about that a bacterial
he's
infection.
Catch asbestosis.
She got a bacterial infection in the veg.
Oh, I'm just like this because I'm cash doll.
I'm
stop
like you hit
him
with the fake
jaw, like
and she got asbestosis.
That's funny as shit.
No.
Yo, so.
Oh, that's
yeah. Little Fizz, man.
Wow.
Little Fizz, man.
How y'all feel about
what's wrong
that?
With I think it's
Little Fizz, man.
Unacceptable.
What
you
he
did?
So?
What did he do? He fucking
he's
with Omarion's ex baby
moms.
We talked
about this last time.
We
nah,
did.
It was over
there.
Nah,
we just went
public. Not
yes,
like
we
that.
Did.
Not like, yo, you know what it was? You know what it is? I think, all right, so I think we touched on
public.
It. But they did the pictures. They got pictures up and all that shit.
We
they
knew went this was coming,
oh, I
caught
Joe Budden. Shout out to Joe Budden. It was lit.
No, but we knew that, though.
Jump off.
Nah, I don't care about Omarion. I don't care about
yo,
Omarion don't care though.
Here's
he
the thing.
Care.
They
he
don't care. This is because she's unloaded. Bad, right?
So but there's no kind of code in friendship whatsoever nowadays.
It's not even friendship,
what
but well, I don't think they
this
fuck with each other
disgusting.
Like that.
Nah, they in a whole group. They grew
they
up
they
like
love
5 years
another,
old.
These two.
Let me, this, you know what this know. Is? It's the manipulation.
No
like,
way.
Fizz is so stupid, and this is what women do. With all due respect, Fizz is so stupid
yeah, that.
Was
like a that, chess move. That was a
no,
chess
it is.
Move.
It's a move. She's moving accordingly. And she's dumb. You can tell she's dumb.
I don't
she
know
had
what
a.
She is, man.
She's stupid.
I think they both
and, but
dumb.
She's using Fizz to probably fuck with this nigga, get back at him.
But
and his dumb
all,
ass is out there
yeah,
acting light skinned. Little Fizz.
No.
The nigga doing the
that's
dumb shit. That's what he's doing.
Joe Budden say, "Yo, listen,
he
got
two
that
kids.
Bitch is
committed
on Mario.
He got two kids. This is not a regular
yeah,
girlfriend, an ex, a regular
right.
just jump
right.
whatever he was doing. This is someone he has children with.
Even if
this
you
is
were just
unacceptable.
If you were just going to tap it and bounce, that's cool. Bro.
That
you
bitch is
made
Eve,
a whole relationship,
and she's giving the apple to any nigga that bite it.
He bought a house
out of all the niggas on the planet.
Listen,
Little Fizz,
he taking care of them kids,
and Little Fizz out of all the bitches on the planet,
her. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, my nigga, you." Stupid.
I'm
and listen to her talk. Listen to her talk. I got a little a record of her stupid ass talk. Listen.
I'm why I love you. Oh my God, it's the best dick of my life.
He said
it really genuinely is.
He
I can't
the best
be dick
of
my
life.
Because the happiness comes from just being happy. And then like y'all trying to really make me mad. But I don't know how to be mad. I'm not a mad person. I don't know how to be mad. Ooh. I think I just live my life and I just don't know how to be mad. I have great friends. The friends are my best friends and it's just so amazing to be able to have suck on. It's amazing.
Wow.
Have a click.
Wow, she's out of pocket.
You know, and it's, you know, you get to be able to just be grown enough to accept those things and not to be petty. And then you wish the best for the friends that you
have. Bitch is retarded.
Jay, you got something to say over there. Go ahead.
Retarded.
Listen, these are two grown ass people. Omarion ain't saying shit about it. He don't.
That's because you know why he don't care now.
Because now he realizes
how stupid she is.
He gotta pay for a house. Why not?
She been dumb.
Don't gotta pay for the house.
He don't feel betrayed. That was his friend.
He don't gotta pay for the house. That shit is whack.
No money off that.
That shit is whack.
He just came off of that.
He just came off of that whole show.
How much money do you think?
They made millions of dollars.
I don't think so.
They definitely did.
I don't think so.
You don't see how much people
per episode they got paid.
They got.
You know how much they get paid.
He been on the show for a couple of years. So the more hotter and juicier the drama gets, the more money he gets.
They got money.
Yo, Joe, how much they get paid on that show? I don't know.
That B2K tour.
I don't know.
Right, the B2K tour, they got paid too.
Love and Hip Hop. So he's talking about the B2K tour bought them millions.
I don't know. Joe Budden's
all I know is
I don't know how much
she, you know, first Marion probably don't give a fuck because she's dumb.
First of all,
yo, annoying vagina is bad pussy. It's vagina. Annoying vagina is bad vagina.
What is that?
When you a fucking annoying chick.
Oh my
like,
God.
You could be bad as hell, but you be annoying as shit. So you like this bitch.
Y'all not annoying?
Nah,
okay.
Like, just
y'all
naggy,
annoying,
annoying stupid
y'all
like
don't,
her.
Y'all act like y'all just giving out dick. No, y'all giving out dick with a whole bunch of stipulations. Come on.
Bitches are definitely calling out phones.
Stop.
To tell us, oh, look, I'm fucking him
like
too,
ever,
bitch.
Like, bitch, why anybody gotta
ever,
call me this?
Like, you ever seen a situation where nigga be like, damn, how could he leave her? Or like
easy.
She's bad because she's fucking probably annoying
easy.
Or aggravating or nagging or vagina's trash. That's why.
But if you picked up a chick and her vagina's trash, that's
vagina's
trash.
And you don't. I mean,
sometimes
you
might
know.
Just outgrow it. I don't know
do
how
it.
That makes.
How
it.
Can you make a wife out of a chick whose vagina is trash
hello.
And then complain about
come
it?
Come on, somebody answer that.
Like I don't understand. Y'all niggas take forever to make the chick
I've
your
done
girlfriend.
It. I've done it.
So,
I've done it. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know why? Because you get caught up. With the other shit, it's like a.
Oh, you like
what
her
other
for
shit?
Now, you
look,
get,
you
so
like her
all right,
for her.
So because men, we all right, so we could get caught up. Like it's possible for you to just like be in a fucking trance for a while, depending. Like say if
please
a thing
explain.
Is she got a fat ass or she's bad. Like shorty's bad, she's bad. I'll knock her fucking head off. She's sexy as shit.
I have something to say.
Apollonia, whatever this bitch.
Oh,
She's sexy as shit. So what? That. Depending on the like, if you never had a chick that bad or something before, you'd be zoned, like, fuck it. Like, but then eventually, you'll snap out of it. I mean, it's 2 kids later with this nigga, but you'll snap like, damn, yeah.
You probably liked her.
Yeah, I mean, you end up liking, like, yeah, you know, she. And then maybe you see potential and you try to change A, B, C, D. Like, you know, you try certain things. You settle, so to speak.
Nah, you know what?
And
sometimes
then shit be happening. But I've been in a situation like that.
Sometimes people
and
just grow
know.
And they grow apart. And then it's.
That happened to me before.
I had some bullshit happen to me recently. An ex came back into my life and said, well, I thought he was an ex. He said, I was too good, so he didn't want to ruin me. Like, nigga, don't make a decision for me. Let us go through it. Let us see what's going on.
I appreciate
like
that, though.
Crazy.
If you know you're going to do me dirty and make me a bitter bitch, I appreciate you walking the fuck out
you're
my life
good.
Before you. Yeah, no, I appreciate
so you
that.
Y'all say y'all want honesty,
you
right?
Yes,
that's what the fuck I want.
Like,
I want
you
to tell me the truth.
You did what?
You want a bitch? You want an asshole? I don't understand. What the
wow.
What do men want?
Niggas don't know what they want.
They,
that's
nobody
the problem.
Knows what they
that's
want.
That's the problem.
Females or males don't know what they want, and that's a fact. Nobody knows what they want. Because
no,
guys be like, I want to settle down, this and that. You start settling down, and then you still fucking the next bitch. But, you know, you kill her if she tell your girl, but, you know.
And you'll kill her if she fuck another nigga.
Yes.
Because
right.
Loyal fucks. Hello.
It's possessive.
Anybody that fucking wants you to be loyal to them.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
The statement you are
hand
on this podcast are fictional.
Yes, so that's not
discretion.
True. Your side chick could fuck another nigga and you okay with that?
Huh?
Depending on how he's
yes.
fucking
huh?
If it's a real pussy,
well,
he
no,
might be falling
chick,
in love.
I don't give a fuck.
What?
Side chick, we don't care.
You don't care? So
nah,
your side chick could fuck another.
I'd rather you, well, anyway. You more than likely you got a nigga anyway. Well, you got a boyfriend.
Why?
So you ain't got to worry about you being
so
on
that's
my
not
dick.
True. I had to hold a dude back from fucking up his side chick for fucking with a nigga in a club before.
Everybody say single.
I was like, dude, you have a real girl. You
fuck
can't do
all
that.
Well, you got some niggas like
it's
them Brooklyn niggas.
They think every girl is their
them
girl.
Brooklyn niggas claim you that you my bitch.
He wasn't Brooklyn nigga.
You them Brooklyn
shout
niggas. They
you
my bitch. That's my pussy. You, I smacked the dog shit out you. I don't give a fuck. Only me and your husband fuck.
You shower me.
You go anybody else.
Nameless.
You only leasing. You leasing that pussy. That pussy on the lease.
They claiming. A lot of dudes out there be claiming. I ain't gonna hold you. That's a fact. They don't understand how to just let shit, you know, nigga, just have sex and keep it moving. They stay
single. So normally niggas have a rotation, right? So what makes a chick, right, like your number one out of your rotation, right, the most fucked out of your rotation?
Yeah, let's know.
What makes the chick that chick, like the top, bottom
chick?
She
got the best pussy.
I feel like the chick, the sex, absolutely. The sex and the frequency. Okay. You understand? So.
But don't you determine that?
Right.
No. Well, it depends. Like, this chick might live in Jersey and I live here.
Okay.
You understand? Oh, so you want for convenience.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so that's convenience.
That's convenience.
And also, it doesn't necessarily be better, but it's just convenient.
Convenience as well as, you know, the sexual content of the sex.
The quality of the sex.
How nasty she getting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, go ahead and say it.
The nastiness.
How nasty she
getting. The freakiness. Absolutely.
Right.
That'll keep you at the top. I don't even need to fuck nobody else.
That'll make me fall in love with a nigga, so I understand.
I don't really need to fuck nobody else. It's just me and you.
Because, all right, I feel like guys are only as faithful as their options. So, if you with this bottom chick, she's bad, all that, she giving you sex every day, another bitch walking.
First of all, sex every day. I don't want sex every day.
You don't want to fuck every day?
No. Nah, I ain't got no time for
that.
At
least once.
Broke niggas want to fuck
all day. No, you come in the house 5 o'clock in the morning, you're going to probably like,
I come out at 5 o'clock in the morning, I got work at 7. I got shit.
I'm the only one that likes to fuck every day.
Nobody, we niggas like, we people like to fuck every day, but I'm saying niggas ain't got time to be fucking
every
day.
When I was younger, I want to fuck every day. Now it's like,
you gotta fuck every day schedule.
Elaborate.
You got a fuck every day schedule. Wait, so, because you know from this time to this time, you free to fuck.
No, that shit give like, it's like, it becomes like chores. Like,
you can make time for the day.
Exactly.
That's all. You
exactly.
just make time
home
for the
lunch.
Day.
Right. We going to meet up for lunch and get it in real quick.
So I don't feel like having sex at lunch.
You said, how does it feel?
I don't feel like it.
You don't want to?
I'm not in the mood.
Listen.
I don't want to do it
right now.
No. No.
I just fucked you yesterday. I'm probably not in the mood for your vagina right this second.
That's why niggas cheat.
Wow.
You're in the mood for some new pussy though.
Oh, so maybe,
no, I might
maybe,
not in the mood for nothing.
Maybe you can fuck 5 different pussies in a week. Is that easier to do than one?
See?
New See? Ain't no hey, I'ma be honest with you females and you need to understand this.
Don't give out no bomb dick if you don't want a bitch to come look for you.
There's no pussy.
Bottom line.
This is a fact about dudes. And it doesn't matter. It's just a fact. There's no pussy like new pussy when it comes to
you
vagina.
Are now entering
that's a fact.
The pussy
There's
hour.
No pussy like new pussy. This is why men do the cheating shit sometimes. It is what it is.
No, but
we
I get
love
it.
You,
I get
but
it.
There's no, like we said last time, you could be loyal to dick. There's no pussy like new pussy, though.
We
so,
feel the same way about new dick.
Dang,
that's not a fact.
Please, yes, hello. It is.
Horse
hello.
Feel the same way about new
hello.
Dick. Horse. Fuck y'all.
Well, you hear this, motherfucker, because I like some new
he
dick.
Said horse.
New dick. You can call fact. Me whatever you want to call me. Whore.
Especially
whatever.
If the old dick
keep
is
your
trash.
Morals. Let us just go out there. For, yo, I'm sitting there arguing with this chick on Instagram because she said something crazy about T.I. He was talking about Iggy Azalea or whatever. So I said something. She said something. Oh, you need to be worried about your marriage. I'm like, man, listen.
The
bottom line is they've been together for however many years, and he felt like fucking up a pussy. Like shit happens. And what the fuck are you
man,
talking
that's
about?
That celebrity.
It
life,
is what
man.
It is. Like yo, like I said, you a celebrity. Y'all want too much. A nigga gonna fuck of a
what?
Vagina, especially celebrity.
A nigga gonna fuck.
Okay, so we all know
these
that. Just right?
His, these are all his statements.
Just
yeah,
stay
like
single.
I'm so confused
because
you don't
no, because
want
we love
to
you.
Fuck
that's
your
why.
Girl every day.
We,
so look,
we love you. That's
so
what we want you to be. Ours.
I'm still answering my motherfucking question.
Live your life like that.
But you heifers like to be married all the fucking time.
Okay, so
y'all
you get married.
The pressure
okay,
in
okay, so
you
want to
get married?
Yeah, that, y'all
so
want to get married. We got to do what you want. If you never pressure the nigga to get married, I bet you by golly, you why?
It'd be fucking
I
fella.
Bet you niggas, there'd be a lot of single niggas right now. Y'all niggas just would be common law than a motherfucker.
Oh, it's worth. This guy at my job, he was married, and he said, yo, when I got divorced, I walked out that court, and it felt like it's a bag of bricks. I just took them off.
Damn.
Like,
because you're in the wrong marriage, and if
he
you're
said,
getting
yo,
married because the
said,
bitch wanted to, that's the first
nah,
mistake.
Nah, he said, I gave her my crib. I didn't even give a fuck. I didn't want to fight. I gave her a house,
like
gave her the car. I didn't want nothing. I just wanted to be free.
It was that bad. That's what that means.
So, see, but that's so is your sanity? Is your sanity worth more?
But not every relationship is bad because is she wants to be married. Not every relationship is that bad.
I mean, I don't know.
Man,
he said the sex was good, but everything else is just like not.
So that's
good.
What kept him there.
So that's the problem. Stop building relationships based on sex.
Some dick. Yeah, come on.
I mean, but y'all just said the sex gotta be bomb.
Yes, but that's like okay. So that's 70%. You know what I mean? Right. But there's another 30 that has to work, okay. Or it's gonna fucking suck.
Wow.
That's you just don't think it so? Is what it is.
Y'all don't think so?
What?
What?
Is that want to be free?
You gotta have an even balance
of what?
Sex. And brains.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you're in a actual relationship.
You
gotta fucking
talk to the bitch.
Hello?
Are you gonna talk to her pussy?
No. You know,
if
you
can't build a conversation as a man, I'm turned off. If you can fuck my brain, when you get this pussy, I'm gonna be totally nasty.
Yeah. It's been guys
it's intellect.
Yeah, it's been guys that I think the sex got better as.
You want to put my dick in your ear?
Oh my
yes.
God, no
fuck. Yeah, just fuck with
you. No fuck.
I want to hear where you coming from, motherfucker.
Wow.
No,
fuck
that's no. Funny,
no, but really, like y'all niggas be picking up brain dead chicks because they bad and they pussy tight, and now you mad because you fucking stuck with her and she can't hold a fucking conversation.
Or the ones with the fake asses who don't got shit to their name, but yeah, then you look at normal chick. Girls and you like, oh, you too boring, like you're too regular.
Yeah, you don't
like,
have you, what
you
know, I want.
You don't go out to the parties. You don't shake your ass. You don't do this. You don't. You're too.
But niggas don't really want that.
They do.
Wait, so what do y'all want? I'm they just do. Trying to figure it out.
That's cool. That, like window
well,
shopping.
Each person wants. Each person wants something different. Each person went with an actual.
You know what? It depends what
options,
you go through. It depends
the options
what you've been
around
through.
Here is low. Like these options right. out here is like it's because
some niggas
pickings,
never
man.
Had so called bad bitches. So
said,
it's
I can
like,
have a great conversation with the pussy.
They never had bad bitches.
I can't.
So when you done had bad bitches and you know, you
it's
just,
really nothing.
It's not. Yeah.
Hey, so listen, a pretty face yeah, will do. Yeah.
No, pretty
I
face.
I need some
is
credit.
Cool.
This
I
is a business. At this point, you get 30. I'm 30. I need some business.
Facts.
Yeah, this right. is a business venture. Right, this ain't.
Right,
right. You get
facts.
A dumb bitch pregnant, you're done.
Yes. Right. That's a
you gotta have two kids. Her and the baby.
Yeah,
me. Ain't got time for that. How am I gonna pursue
fact.
My dreams? Amen. I can't. I
facts,
can't.
Man.
Yeah, but y'all say that and then yeah. be in the club after the stripper.
We just want
to
have
no,
sex.
No, and the club is just—it's cool to look at.
He just Megan just left him because he got a stripper pregnant while they were together. Like
Megan Thee Stallion got some big ass feet though.
Megan Thee Stallion left who?
Oh my god, she left my man.
That rapping nigga, nigga. That Megan holler at me, baby. I'm trying to get
feet
fuck.
Too big. I feel like this big. I like
eat your ass on
the
stage.
You hit me in
the
foot,
Megan. Holler at your boy.
It's the foot. Oh,
mad niggas putting their bid in
the foot. Megan
Thee Stallion. That's the problem.
And you can't lick your toes too much.
Nah, that shit was funny.
That's too much
yeah,
fun.
That's
oh,
the problem.
God.
That's you worried about
God.
Her feet.
God.
Not her fucking crazy.
Hey, I'm
like
a weirdo.
About.
I'm a weirdo. Like,
I mean, like, if
me
you don't
my boys,
like
we argue about it. We're like, yo,
like,
if you got nice feet, it's like, I don't, certain shit that I.
I mean, people got certain things.
Men are too picky.
That's
I don't
not
care.
Women
you look good.
We'll take an ugly
and we
nigga
wear the same
any
size?
Day.
That's not true.
Women
yeah,
will
yeah,
take a
true.
Fat nigga any day. Men talk about I want to.
I'm sorry.
Bitch.
I'm not taking no fat nigga.
No,
you
I'm saying not you. I'm just saying in general.
You're
most women want
a
no,
fat nigga
no
with
fat
some
niggas.
Bread.
I don't know what you're
get
about.
All the bitches.
Well,
now y'all,
true.
Come on.
That's true. If he got money.
I seen bitches get the fat niggas with the bread. They come to the broke niggas and
get
the ass.
Get the ass.
Get that doggy bag.
That's
bring
a
that.
Fact.
That's how you go.
Bring that.
Where
y'all at? Texting you. Where y'all at? If you at Texas, where y'all at?
Anything.
All right, bring that.
Yo, my ex
oh,
used to.
Y'all at Del Frisco's? Bring them crab cakes.
My ex,
y'all been
right?
just taking the fucking. Oh, I can't. Y'all taking the leftover to the broke niggas after?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you real story. My ex, you know, she at in her time she was bad as shit, right? That's when I.
In her time.
She had, you know, whatever. She fell off to me.
He said whatever.
But so, and she used to tell me, yo, when we went out, I fucked with the all them bitches that fuck with the little cute niggas and this nigga. I always fuck with the fat nigga in the back because he had all the paper. So lo and behold, and these fat niggas is dumb. They happy to have
no,
a bad
not,
bitch.
They know what it is.
They happy to have a bad bitch. So they gonna give
they
them
know
everything.
What it is.
They used to pay for everything.
That's a
and
fact.
I'm like, you know, like, you know, she got one of them niggas now.
Yeah, see, you was out the whip.
Alright, so I'm gonna get into some funny shit.
It was
right?
a business venture. See, I told you it's all about business. It's never personal.
It is about business.
It's
it
never
really
personal.
Is.
Don't
on
take
both
it personal.
Sides. But so the cum noises, right? Has a girl ever made a really, really weird, crazy noise when she came?
Wow.
No. Well, you make crazy noises?
No, look, just answer my question. I've heard,
That's it?
I mean,
cause guys, y'all be making some noise.
Oh, you know what's the crazy shit?
You start to,
you know what's the crazy?
Yes, you like, yo, this thing just came into a whole kind of retard.
Now you know what's crazy? When I was a kid, I used to sneak to have sex, so I never would make noise. I'd be listening to the door like, so I do the same thing now. I just be like,
nah,
no fucking,
I can't fuck you.
Right, no fucking way.
You don't make no noise. I'm like,
enjoy. Like, what are you
gotta
talking?
Say something. If you
I watch porn, they're like, oh, yeah, bitch, take like, this cock. Yeah.
No. I don't need that. But you gotta say something. Man, wait, let me know I'm
trying
to do
it one time.
What?
Try that one time and see how hard you come.
Try what, Mike?
Make some
noise?
Fucking noise.
Just make some noise.
Oh, I talk
noise.
No, I talk nasty.
You have to.
You are a type of nasty bitch.
You gotta, I don't know if I'm giving you good head, bad head. You just
like,
sitting there looking at me.
You like
I'm
this?
Chilling. If, it, no? if it's bad, he might be like, oh, this ain't working.
Nah. If you ain't saying shit, I'm good. I'm all set. You gotta give me some motivation.
You gotta do all that. Say it, but...
Fuck out of here.
Niggas be making some
that's
retard
crazy.
Noises when they come,
that's
though.
That's crazy.
That's sniper. Like, sniper tactics.
Like you about to fucking pass out and die.
What the fuck? Yes, I need to hear some kind of motivation.
One time, gonna lie, we was coming from like a show. We did a show. So I happened to go on Instagram, but I don't think the girl knew that her live was on.
Oh,
she was
shit.
Fucking... He like, this dude like, I'm like, yo, it's lit. I was the only one in there. I was like, oh, it's lit.
Stupid.
He like, oh, she like, I'm like, yo, this gotta be fake. It was dead real.
Nah.
She didn't even know. Like, she must have came from the club and must have hit the phone by mistake.
Oh,
and,
my
and the whole
God.
Thing, it was a, I could tell it was a fat nigga. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they wasn't on camera, but you heard the noise.
You heard the whole thing. It lasted like 2 minutes. Nah. We listened to it. I was like, oh, he's smoking her shit. And then it was over. Like 2 minutes.
He's smoking her shit.
I said, damn.
Nah, I've been in the other room and heard noises, like, from the girl and the guy.
You haven't been in the same room with somebody having sex?
Yes.
I had a chick. Like, I remember I met this chick at the club. So we go to the room, and the hotel room I had, I'm in Chicago at the time, hotel room, I'm a little light-skinned, hotel room I had, it had a bed over here and a bed here. I said, she's tough, and she can lay, she good, she can lay right there.
Like, you rocking, and I'm rocking, and we in the same room, and y'all doing your thing, and I'm doing my thing.
How y'all feel about that same room?
Listen, yeah.
Same room.
That's just lit, because it's a competition now. It's a competition. And one of my homegirls, I was like, first of all, I see you a homeboy working with. You need a fucking Emmy for this fucking performance you doing, bitch.
Wow.
That nigga was not packing for you to be making all that noise. But, you know,
maybe
it's a competition.
That's true. Because girls like to make higher noise.
Yeah.
More noise. And different. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do the fake noise.
The fake noise?
It's just going to be
the How y'all feel about the fake noise? Y'all think chicks be faking it or making it?
Of course they do.
Sometimes you have to give the guy some motivation. Like, sometimes he needs some motivation.
Like, you know if you murdering that pussy.
Rich Father, what's good? What's going on? What we doing?
You gotta know.
Yeah. But you okay with a chick being
Yo,
quiet?
I ain't gonna lie. One time, one of my like mans, right, he sniped
in
this
band camp?
One time, none of my mans, he fucked this chick. I had fucked her before him. He like, yo, hook me up, boy, yo. Hook
you
them up.
You fucked the girl before your homie.
Niggas, yeah, hooked
so
them up.
So you told him how
No, he was like, yo, hi. I said, yo, she high. He was fiending for it. I hooked him up. She wanted to, yo, hook me up. I was like, lit. She like, yo, nah, that's bullshit. Why you ain't tell me? I said, tell you what?
Like, you supposed to know.
She said, yo, he pulled it out. She was like, nah. He was like, what? He like, give me some head. She like, nah, I'm good. She said, I don't know. He had everything. He was tall. He had the nice whip, the nice gear. I didn't know what happened. And she tried to tell me I had to fuck her because he fucked the whack. I said, yo, listen, that's your shit. I don't fucking with you like that.
Because she felt like she added a body to her body count for no reason. That's why
she said. She said, you know what? I thought it was maybe a fluke. So I gave him another shot, and it wasn't it.
Yo, sometimes I ain't going to hold you. You got to give another shot.
The first time?
That's if,
I
ladies,
do give another shot.
Give a nigga another shot.
I gotta.
Cause that happened to me before. I was too. Yeah. I was like, damn. I was like, fuck.
He was too excited.
I was not even excited. I was just
nervous.
She
said it wasn't nothing there. I said, you
sometimes
lying.
You nervous.
I said, because
well,
she,
my
you,
thing
you,
is,
you got her in this high pedestal.
She said
and you
was,
ain't performing. You gonna perform?
So, ladies, for you to feel like you're not gonna fuck with a nigga because he came quick. That just mean your pussy.
No,
I
didn't, she didn't say he came quick. She said it was
no dick. I'm just saying in general, if a dude,
you're not comes fucking me quick, with no baby dick.
Well, so you gonna look at the dick first for you?
What's the criteria? I'm say, nah, what's the criteria for you?
Let me tell you something.
For you to give it a shot. What's the criteria?
Ain't no criteria.
What's the criteria?
A baby dick?
I forget. She like King Kong dick.
I'll tell you something.
She like King Kong dick.
I have came off of a small dick and I was shocked in a motherfucker. But guess what? I invested so much fucking time. Like we was fucking dating for so long. I didn't do the 90 days. I did not do that.
No,
but you know I should have known because when we danced, I never felt nothing. Ever.
So you were trying.
I didn't feel nothing. She got me harder than a roll of quarters.
She
like,
trying.
But I should have known. But we went on and we did it because I really, really liked him. And he made me come. Okay. Like, I guess all that closeness and the friction.
It's all, it's
admitted. Listen,
niggas know how to use that shit. You know what? If girls can.
You got niggas know how to use what you got.
A girl and they like, what's this, scissor?
Scissor. Yeah.
And you can come off that.
Yes.
That's
clitoral stimulation. You can still come.
Right.
So scissors, let me tell you something. If Asians is having all these kids and there's a lot of them that don't, you know, aren't packing, obviously it still works.
I don't know.
So I talk about song.
Stop it.
Your order. What's your order?
I'm done. But obviously it still works. And like I said, time. Just because he had a small penis, see if he knows what he's working with and how to work it. Because
but if y'all said it's small, y'all even give him a shot. So what's
that's not true.
She ain't give him a shot because she got a no fucking bottomless pit.
No, yo, you need 12 and better. No. Yo, 12.
She be like this in a pussy. Be like,
a lot of you niggas ain't gonna make it. 12.
You blowing her pussy. That shit go like this.
Try again. Shut the fuck up. Never that.
That shit say, do not like, pass. You not collect $200. You gotta pay property tax.
Fuck is up, nigga. Fuck is up, nigga. Fuck is up.
Oh, shit.
She said no. She ain't say Asians. Oh, she. I think she got an Asian that was rocking. I don't know. This girl said no Asians.
Come on.
They like 2 inches.
I've had you know, Jamaican Chinese dude. So he had like, I guess
Jamaican.
He was Jamaican and Chinese. He was gorgeous. But
how does it feel to sit on that fake butt? Is it? Are you?
It's higher than normal.
Can you breathe? In that
I
shit?
Can breathe.
Can you breathe? That shit crazy.
Yes, I have on a prosthetic for people that
just curious. Cause you,
he's so infatuated with this.
I'm not infatuated.
He want to purchase one for one. Of
I definitely want to.
He might want to invite somebody over.
I'm not into the big booty.
Oh God, y'all want to see
what?
I'm not into the big booty. Yeah, I like. I'm not into the big booty.
I'm tired of showing it.
I mean,
this shit got hips, y'all. Hold on, this shit got hips.
That's weird nowadays. Everybody
shit
has
got
big
hips. How this shit got hips?
Y'all getting on my nerves with this.
That shit funny as hell.
Everybody has big asses.
Niggas, somebody's jerking off to that shit right now.
We got Plast Doll.
Somebody is jerking off to that shit right now.
Yo, Plast Doll in the house.
I'm not into the big booties no more. Nah, I like slim thick.
Gave it up.
I'm into the slim thick. Like okay. With a nice frame.
My boy said she nice.
Either you a BBW. Either you a BBW or you
that.
Or you a slim thick with a nice booty for your side.
You hear this?
Nice. Soft. Them little motherfuckers have no soft shits too.
What if somebody gets them?
Yo, Dan, what you like if it's you gotta have a super
I'm not
booty
into the surgery
the
shit.
Baby booty. Which one?
That's not my thing.
What if it's
it's cool
like,
to look at, but it's not my thing.
There's some girls who
this.
Have huge butts naturally.
I don't think I have a huge ass though. But I think I got
Nobody never knows what your ass look like because you got long trench coats all the fucking time. Get your life together.
She got stand wide up. Body, big body bends.
You okay. got a decent booty.
I mean,
booty.
You got a booty.
Yeah.
You got a booty.
It's not a flatty.
Every cutie with a booty with a coochie.
I can't.
Stupid as hell. Yeah, I'm not.
No, work can
that's
be
what
done
I said.
To
that,
everybody.
That big booty shit
no,
played out to me.
No, work can be done to everyone.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
Why not?
I know guys is going
nowadays,
and getting
if you got
fucking
money,
abs
why not
done.
Get it? Yeah,
niggas
like,
getting
yo,
ass.
Guys think I got abs.
No, guys
yo,
you seeing
tummy
somebody
tucks.
With their
let's
ass.
Let's talk
though.
About that. The tummy tucks that's happening over there in Mexico. The guys that's out here getting
yeah,
tummy
they can
tucks.
Get abs.
Sometimes you gotta get them shits because if you overweight,
he
get
some money.
You get extra skin. And you gotta get the tummy tuck.
Nah. Yes. My boy said he don't care if your ass is fat, as long as your pussy's fat, he don't care.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, he said he don't care
if
chicks
your
pussy
is fat.
Her pussy is fat.
Are you a shaver?
About.
Ooh.
Brazilian?
Waxing. How about you?
Wax.
Oh. Okay.
Which one would y'all rather?
I'm not into hair.
I got a wax machine in my
house. So what's Brazilian?
How the
wax?
Fuck you get that? A wax machine?
Yeah, you just put the wax
you buy
in
the
it.
Wax beads, you take the stick, and you put it on, and you...
One, two...
Oh, y'all like pain. Max Payne.
Listen, do you like completely bald, landing strip, eagle,
don't tell my business.
Completely bald.
Completely bald?
Absolutely.
It could be, yeah.
So guys be like, they don't want it all the way.
Some
bald
girls got
look
pretty
like
coochies and some got some ugly. They can
that's what's important. I want to see
cooch
what it looks like.
I'm
bleach
my
cooch.
Bleach
it.
That's some Islander shit.
You know why? Because that dark shade or leave like it'll be
beef.
One shade.
I don't give a fuck about the shade. I don't give a fuck about
what
this.
Did you just say roast
the
beef?
Roast beef.
Oh my god.
The roast beef curtain.
What does that mean?
Y'all gotta stop.
Nah, roast beef
when
we get in the store. Let me get that.
So
roast
if somebody
beef
got a pussy that look like that, would you fuck it?
He gonna fuck it. Don't
turn
lie.
Turn off the light.
Exactly. Turn off the light and fuck that pussy.
That's
it. Just look like a little bit of
roast
beef.
Just don't look at it.
Got it.
Nah, I want
to
eat
it.
Good.
It tastes
good.
Nah,
it's too
big. It's supposed to eat it. It's roast beef.
I don't eat foreign. I don't eat American and made in the U.S.
What's the fuck
this nigga stupid as hell.
I don't eat foreign. I don't
what's
eat
foreign?
what's considered a foreign? You only eat foreigns. I can't.
I'm from America and I don't know.
That nigga's
you know what? You know, I'm not even.
Why not? What's wrong with American?
Everything made in America is not good. You buy everything and say made in America.
But
just
you're
put
a
African
American woman, but you just won't
eat her box.
Woman. I don't know.
He full of shit.
He full of shit. Yeah, you full of shit.
How old is too old?
For what?
For fucking, like, how old would you go?
I'll go with older, nigga. I seen like a 60-year-old
like
that looked like she could get the business.
You how many
yo, especially them Dominican women, nigga.
Like
them Dominicans, they be sitting still.
What
I fuck the shit out you, 45. Grandma.
45.
Now,
yeah,
but
nobody knows
how old
you are.
Okay, so like 15 years? 15 years?
Nah, not the older. 15 years older?
15, 20
I don't give a fuck.
What's the age limit? Anybody
I
on my line? What's the age limit?
I was 17 and I was fucking a 39-year-old.
So
what's the age limit?
It is what it is.
If you
what's
bad,
the age limit?
2 decades is too much
I
for
think
me.
I seen a grandma the other day. I was like, shit, grandma.
She
had like a little, the way her.
He said shit, grandma.
Because you know that she had them spandex on. Them spandex, you know, shapely. Long as your fucking pH, long as your pH balance is straight.
My man said 60. Wow.
Why so niggas don't, I'm gonna tell you
look
a fact.
Look at Kenya.
Woman.
Look at all of they 50 right now.
Niggas
they
don't give
60.
A fuck.
You trying to get that.
All
women
of them
trying to get
that
pension.
Trying to get the pension.
For
thank you. That's
Ken,
what
I
don't
look mad at you.
No.
The Housewives of Atlanta. Friends, they touching
trying to get
60
that
401
door.
Yeah, so they touching
hey
the 60 door.
She's 50.
I'm trying to tell you like this. Women, men don't give a fuck. We really don't care.
Y'all don't care.
Niggas don't give a fuck.
All right.
We trying to get that pension.
If you look good, I mean, most niggas don't care. This is why. It is a fact. This is why.
She said 40.
Not me personally, but I will fuck a 70-year-old bad bitch. I don't give a fuck.
70?
I don't give a fuck.
It's a such thing.
Fucking grandma.
70-year-old bad bitch.
Yeah, they see some. Yo, I see someone in
the
internet.
There is no such thing. Oh, he said,
I'll
fuck
you. I see someone on the internet. Like this lady. I think, I don't know where she was. She was working out and all that shit was together. I think she was on Steve Harvey or some shit one time.
This
and she was
70.
Good.
The motherfucker,
you
70?
70.
Sugar mama.
Only
on
like a 70
that's your sugar
degrees.
Mama.
70 degrees.
That's your sugar mama.
70 age is
he
no
like
good.
His women like degrees. His degrees.
70 degrees is good. Not 70 years old, bro.
Yeah,
nigga,
you're fucking.
Get your shit together.
If she look good at 70, if she still got her shit together, Merry Christmas.
So Jada said 55. Cause they dick might not work. They got Viagra over. They got shit for y'all.
Cialis, Viagra.
They got the Rhino. They got all.
You
know,
let me tell you
y'all
something. If you're gonna get a sugar daddy, then you might as well go ahead and let him be old as fuck.
Get
so
a
that
nigga dick
you
that
ain't gotta
don't
fuck
work
him.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Niggas be
him
lying.
Him
niggas will fuck anything. Not me personally.
55.
Absolutely. Not me personally.
Wow, that's
the
speed
that's
limit.
Wow,
fuck
it. I was 55. Like, that's the speed limit. That ain't no dick.
There ain't nothing wrong with a good 55-year-old.
That's the speed limit.
Like I said, only here's the thing you gotta worry about because they be going through menopause and their pH what balance be off.
Man,
so well, yeah, so you gotta watch that at a certain age.
He got experience with this, right?
As a fact, listen, I had the
whose
bullshit
mother you fuck?
Somebody.
He a motherfucker. I told you he was a motherfucker.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna tell you a story.
Let's get a real detail here. Grandmotherfucker. She was going through menopause, but she wanted you to knock them cobwebs off that pussy.
I ain't gonna hold you. I had this, it was this lady.
She took her teeth out and gave him some head.
I gotta realize she's a comedian.
Whoa, this
is jokes.
Yes, there's this lady that, you know, I met. She be promoting whatever. All right, so I know she was older. She got like, she had to be, I think she like 49 or some shit. She got a son. That nigga's like 30 something. He's a fucking adult. 39 or some shit. Either way, she was like upper 40, but I went to her crib.
Right.
And you know, she be in the bed, I'm chilling.
Right. Jesus, and chilling in there.
Pants is off.
Throw you out.
Hold on. Nah, he ain't come by. I would have left. I'm like, I'm not doing all that. So she pants is off at this point. I'm like,
what smell like Bengay?
Nigga, it was pH balance was no good.
What it smell like?
Fish,
it was pH like balance. Fishy.
How the fuck you know what the fuck right. the pH balance was?
Listen, he don't know. He heard y'all say that last week.
No. I know it's popping. It's crazy. I know it's popping when it comes out because I'm heavy on smell. You could be ugly, an ugly chick.
Yo, Sonny, what's the oldest you look guy right,
but
that
if you smell good, I'll be on question. You like, damn, this bitch smell good. Smell is everything to me. You got to smell good.
Yeah, everything. I agree with that.
A woman should never stink.
I agree with that.
That's why I said it was no excuse.
A woman should never stink.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You Sunshine, smell, what's the oldest? You what's the oldest? Get I need the ladies, fuck what's the oldest guy y'all going? Stink,
ever.
Let rock. She said 45.
At least 15 that's years it. Older.
That's right. A pistol.
At least 15
years older.
That's it for me.
45.
Bruh. I may not know 50 Cialis. Don't take no Viagra. You got to be able to knock the pussy down. No, because I want you to keep going.
He going to validate your shit.
Cialis to keep going?
No, that's the same thing as Viagra. It's
that's what I'm saying.
Shit.
You said don't take
it. Don't use
don't it. Take that.
Yeah, why? That.
I had a nigga talk about he drink a Guinness stout and an egg.
Rock
that's
cool. Shit?
That's natural. Rock hard.
With he the, was taking with the Cialis. He didn't tell you to chew the Cialis first.
He was
chewing
the
Cialis first.
He loves Jamaicans or some
shit. He gassed you.
Nah, I don't like Jamaican.
Stout with an egg.
Nah, he was American.
45 is the number.
He got that from a Jamaican.
45 is the lucky number. I don't know what's going on. 45.
So why do guys like crazy bitches?
Because that pussy's
crazy.
Everything.
I was about to say, crazy pussy be the best.
Crazy people got the best
crazy
fucking sex.
I'm
crazy
the fuck
pussy
out.
Be the best. Y'all niggas love that shit. A bitch that's threatening to cut y'all and shit.
Like, nigga, I'm outside your house.
Yep. Hiding your car keys so you
a
can't go out.
A boy said Guinness and roasted peanuts. That's a Jamaican folklore. That shit ain't... I tried that.
Vagina's everything when they crazy for some reason. Yeah. That crazy pussy.
Crazy people do have the best sex. Good, that's a whole fact. And that's guys too. Uh-huh. You be like, all right, like, he was shit. Outside of my job, but you know, he gonna knock it down later.
He did fuck up our
she said, because that pussy
while,
good. What?
She said it?
Because they like to hunt. What is it? 45 like to hunt? What the fuck is hunt? I was hunting.
Nah, I don't want to be hunted. I'm all set. Right?
They be on y'all body. They ain't got nothing else to do. They about to retire. They're like, what's good, baby girl? Yeah, I can buy them Jordans you like. We'll get your son some Christmas presents.
No, son.
I like that. I'm not fucking nobody grandpa. I'm all set on that.
But a young nigga, remember I told you that story about that young nigga?
Smoked
I
was your shit?
Yo.
Young.
Oh, how young you going though?
That I was know, crazy,
lied
right?
To be like, he was turning 21. He lied. But when I tell you, he fucked me so good.
That's because he knew you was older. Like back in the day, that's how it go with
hands
dudes.
Down.
Back in the day, we wanted to fuck with the older chicks.
Try to get
but now you get a certain age, you want to fuck with the younger chick because the
really
older chicks be
they don't watch
yo young women. Let me tell y'all something, your older chicks. Listen, don't be mad with a nigga you fuck with a younger chick because. Don't be mad at me fuck with a younger chick because your shit not together. Like, some of y'all just be letting yourself fucking go, my nigga. Like, and like, oh, I'm your age. You need to take this. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not taking it. I refuse. Like, I'm not doing this.
I'm not going
to
do
it. Go get your shit together. You just fucking living a hard life.
He's not going to do it.
I can't, but I can't do no young niggas because I'm not buying you no Jordans.
That's fine. I could do a younger chick.
Yeah, you can.
That's
but
the niggas can do younger
look,
chicks
I'm
because
not
they
for no cash.
They look good,
right? Not, none of that. All right, now you gotta steal your mother's car
you
to come and see me,
bruh.
I had a young dude. I was like, yo, this dude is about the dumbest. I couldn't even. I can't even do that to myself. I really can't. Like, there's nothing to talk about. He talking about fighting and shit.
What are you talking about?
I said y'all want a thug, nigga.
Well, yeah,
that's who you want. You want to hunt him down, nigga.
And then he was telling people
he gonna tell you. He gonna tell you.
He had me on FaceTime like y'all got an older chick. So look,
nigga said, "Send me the
niggas like that shit."
Nah, I can't.
They like we like it.
We like that shit. Talk about
your shit.
Got
her own car.
So
look, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, they like that shit. You about to get that good hunt him down dick? You fucking.
How you gonna sign this non-disclosure?
They gonna come in clean. They know school did.
Don't talk about this.
They know the sheets is clean. They gonna be like, what's lit? Sheets clean. Food in the fridge is lit.
It's different for guys. Guys can go for old, for younger girls, and that's they're
looking
acceptable.
For the younger guy looking for stability. I could pull up over there, drive her car. All the chicks use their stamps. They got the car. They got the crib. All they got to do is say the right thing. Act like he's trying to put his life together. She went, I'm going to work with you. Right. These old niggas
love building niggas. I'm going to help you
why
out.
Why do we like to build a nigga? No.
Because
not Lego.
You know why? No, because y'all want somebody to control. Right. Y'all want control.
That's not true.
You know what's so crazy?
That's not true.
That's why. That's why.
Yes, it is.
You want a nigga.
You want your life to go in this type of way. So you got a nigga that you feel like your life will go in this type of way with, because now you that's done built true. This nigga accordingly build, to build go to your fair. Routine.
I don't want that.
Telling you.
I don't want that.
Yes,
I want
you
a
do.
Man,
especially
man.
Somebody that's no, I don't. You got properties. Just get your life
yo,
together.
I want a man. No,
build
that's
nobody.
What
I want to build
man.
My properties. I don't want to build no fucking yo, look, nigga.
She like Sunny said, she said
she'll leave me as soon as he get built.
She said she don't want to deal with no young guys because soon they argue. I'm like, you old bitch, I'm out.
Ah!
Shout out to my homegirl. She just said that. She was like, he was like, all you do is drink vodka. That's that old shit.
Oh my
that's
god.
I was like,
using
god
that shit.
Damn.
Only woman for the come up. Shit. Duh.
Who said
Riley, that? You're the only woman for the show down? That's for the come up.
That's the shit. No, hell no. Old women for the win.
Bow, bow, no, bow, bow.
No. I'm not building no niggas for the next bitch. That's exactly what happened.
He said, fuck you, old bitch. That's his thing. Your old ass pussy. You got to see the gray hair on your pussy.
How that's
going to
devastate my heart? Like, no.
He's going to leave this one like, is it gray hair on me?
It is, I'm though.
Gray hair on your pussy.
You nah, you not gonna devastate
gray
my
hair
heart
on your
like
pussy.
That. Call me an old bitch. No, no, no.
Damn.
You be no. like, damn, wow. I am.
That's
gray hair on your pussy. That's why y'all gotta get the Brazilian.
That's why you
I was about to say, y'all ain't seeing no hands because I'm shaking.
That's a little bit of, that's lit.
That's why you got wrinkles in your fucking neck,
lint?
Bitch.
You stupid.
Just shit together.
That's why she got lint balls.
You're cooking ain't shit.
Nigga, ain't got no hair down there.
She gray like me.
Your pussy smell expired.
Nigga, expired.
And I could eat auntie ass. Yo, you know what?
Fuck out of here,
older
bitch.
Chicks, like, when old chicks get older, they like the fucking they ass. I don't know why. Listen.
You know, I just started listen. Doing that. That's but last listen. Year, the end of last year, I've never before. Listen. I was like, it's the exit. That ain't no entrance.
Listen.
But if you get listen. A small dick, like nigga, ladies, that's what you got to do. If the shit is small.
The women, what ass. Age is it that women start liking it in their ass? What is it?
Listen,
35.
No, no, no. It's not an age. It's not an age for 35. It's a.
It's
if
a
you
family?
Know what the fuck you doing, maybe we can.
First
have
of all,
fun.
He can't handle.
If you
big
don't know
dick.
What the fuck you doing, nigga, don't touch.
She
you.
Like it. Your butthole. Her butthole. You shitting easy.
No.
Because you clearly need no. King Kong dicks. So you ain't never constipated. You fuck around,
no
you fuck around past gas and shit in your chair.
Don't do that. Yeah. You can't even hold.
You be like this. I got a fart. Oh shit!
This dude said he don't like older shit. Chicks because you got to spit start they pussy.
Spit start. Nah. Well, that's what happens when you go
business.
To grandma's and shit.
No, sir.
It's okay.
Nah, them older hoes, they always horny.
Be
yo, when you get a certain age, them
that
older bitches, they like,
let me know their age.
They, those
the
older
age?
Chicks.
What's that age?
When you
what's
in the, old, when they in the upper 40
chick. What is an older chick?
They always want to have sex. That's why they be fucking with the younger niggas, because the older dudes, they age can't get up
like
that.
I'm an older chick, but I'm not.
You not no, I'm talking about older. When they
but
get,
we want to fuck every day, and y'all.
There's a, no, there's a certain age.
Young niggas
y'all better take vitamins.
There's a certain age.
Y'all better get your vitamins together.
There's a certain age where the this nigga left the theater. There's a certain age where the dude like you know the chick is just horny all the time.
That's around 40.
And fucking the nigga and people. The 45 year old dude, the mature dude that you want. This nigga ain't got it like that. His fucking, his lumbar fucked up. I don't
so
know.
So he needs to drink he's a Guinness
not,
Stout and a Royal
Enfield. He's just not getting it up. Because at that age, them niggas prostate, they got to get prostate exams. They pissing, they take 5 hours to piss. I'm scared to get off. That's why it be health is wealth, man. I'm on my extra healthy shit. I work
that's
out
right.
all the time.
That's
I don't want that problem. But that's
y'all
what
don't
it
go
be.
To the doctor.
They, and then dumb
until
niggas.
Until you pee in green, now right. you gotta go to the doctor.
So now,
something is happening.
That's why they
and
like
a woman that
dudes.
They fucking is informing them, like, hey, I went to the GYN, and this is what they said. Mm-hmm. Or I
that's
went to
how
the
they
GYN,
know they
said. And they gave me this, and they said, you should take this because you have
now
this.
Now she's sharing her pills.
Right, exactly. It's never a situation where a man come and tell a woman, listen. I went to the doctor. I got
never.
A full checkup, and they said,
"Nope,
blah,
never."
Blah.
Never.
Niggas never go to the doctor. Why y'all get scared? I go to the doctor,
but niggas, because you went and you told me you was
niggas
good.
Never go to the doctor.
So we straight.
Niggas get no, did you
hear that's how niggas think.
He said because you went and you told me you was good.
So we straight. That's how CD check.
But then you fuck. No, but you fucks Tierra right after
you fuck somebody else.
So now,
so you don't know how good you really are.
What's the topic? What's the oldest guy you're gonna take?
That's not the only topic. We talk about taking your ass to the doctor.
We talk
about taking your ass to the doctor.
I mean,
why men don't go to the doctor and get STD tests, blood work, all that.
Because y'all supposed to be clean.
That's some bullshit.
I go to the fucking doctor. Like, oh, like, hey, but a lot of niggas don't do it. It's a dub in a second.
You go to the clinic, or do you go to the
doctor? You go to urgent care.
Right.
Oh, you need it.
Oh, damn, that's charging. Yeah. Oh, I had 70 people and I'm getting more lit.
Yeah, my shit just.
Boy, I'm getting more lit. 70. Yeah, I had Joe Buns in there. Shout out, I'm getting. I got celebrities in my city. You heard?
That's a fact.
We ain't gonna play.
Oh shit, live has ended.
Why that? Fact,
I don't know.
See but my story.
Here's another yo. Shout yo, you know what I watched? Y'all seen that shout to T.I. That show was fire.
Which one?
Rhythm and Hip Hop shit he got on.
Oh, I ain't see it.
That's what it's called, Rhythm and Hip Hop, right? That shit is fire. That shit was like to the dude that won, that nigga be nice. He's crazy. That shit was crazy. That's it. They got a dope show out there.
Yeah,
with Cardi. I want to have sex with Cardi B. That's a fact.
You can, because they share.
I want to have whole sex with Cardi B.
Why is that?
Niggas always fucking marry women. Shut up.
Let's hear why.
Why? Because she's sexy.
Bitch.
That's it.
That's why he
wanted to. Yeah, she's sexy. You want me to see? She got a good conversation.
But she had a body done. I thought you were not into when that guy. All right,
that.
First of all, I'm not gay, so I'm gonna. She throw me the vagina. A bitch with a big booty. Throw it at me. I'm gonna take it, nigga. I'm like, you know, I wasn't planning on eating this, but fuck it, it's on a menu, and I'm hungry.
I wasn't planning on eating this, but I'll switch my appetite for.
The meal I'm looking for is this particular meal. But Cardi, you know what it is? I remember I seen Cardi before.
Casamigos is strong.
That Casamigos,
I like it lit.
I remember when I seen Cardi.
Rich at heart, yo. Rich in the strip club. What's the oldest you going? Me?
Woo! Was she stripping?
This is the time before Cardi got on. I seen her in the strip club, and I used to follow her on a little Instagram, and then when I seen it, I think it was at Starlet's. And she looks better in person. I'm like, damn, this little motherfucker is sexy.
Shout out to Cardi B, man. I remember we saw in the club.
I was like,
yo, I swear to God, real story. My man has some ones.
Up close and personal, Cardi's a cutie.
My man has some ones. She's in the strip club before her body was done, all that. He threw the ones, and then he ran out of ones, and then my man had ones. He like, I thought you liked me. She said, I like whoever got the money, nigga.
She keeps it up. That's a stripper, though. That's what they do.
Yeah, he thought he was the only one.
She looked up at me and smiled.
His stack ran out.
And I was
she
like,
was
oh, shit, that's like this pussy. That yo, you ever, yo, yo.
He thought he made an investment.
This is for the dudes. You ever been in a situation where.
Hey, what up? What's the oldest guy you going? We need the oldest guy you going.
You ever been in a situation where. You ever been in a situation where you, fellas, where you, or you, where you wanted to fuck a chick raw, but you were scared, so you didn't, and then you find out, damn, I should have did it because she ended up getting pregnant and found out she was healthy.
Wow.
Rewind that one.
It's a couple times where I wanted to fuck a chick raw, but I was scared, but I was like, damn, maybe I should chance this one. But then I'm like, fuck it, nah, I probably did. And then I found out.
You probably did the right thing?
I found out she got pregnant and she was clean. I'm like, fuck, I should have fucked her wrong.
Yo, I can't.
Shit.
I can't.
That's some bullshit. That shit happened to me.
You know what? Somebody asked me a question today about women with dogs. Like, if they got two or more dogs.
This nigga do not like dogs, bro.
They got poor relationships.
Yeah, their relationships always fail. That's
if they have a dog, like what the fuck they gotta do with anything?
I don't know because the dogs are like become like their man. Because
they don't want to deal with the bullshit, maybe? But I don't know.
What a dog gotta do? A dog don't gotta do.
That's somebody told me. The dog ain't fucking them.
The
dogs be in the bed, everything.
The dog don't have a dick.
The dog ain't doing nothing to them.
That's
bestiality.
That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. Look, if you go to a guy house and he got two dogs, three dogs, and they in his bed, you gonna want to get in that bed?
Do I
want to
get in
the
bed?
We have
I'm gonna say get them dogs out the bed. I'm gonna get in the bed. If they hop back in the bed, then I'll be cool with it. I'm not really.
It's you don't really care if it's doors. Y'all it's getting doors. X-rayed at the doors.
Zip, we got you next week. They you ain't here next week.
Yo, the door's going to be at the shout out to Zip Lock. They're going to get excited.
Zip Lock going to be up here next week with the patio. Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody told me that's like kind of weird. Like if girls got mad dogs.
I don't have no dogs.
Yeah, I'm saying not you, but I seen like people that got
this nigga's stupid. He's show is weird.
Got a dog.
Show is
no,
weird.
No, not one.
Show fuck with like, models. Yeah,
they said like it's like a mental kind of thing. I don't know. They want control over.
Well, I would think that about cats. Like if she got they mad want cats, a little she companion, a little weird.
I would say.
Right. So now, and I seen some women put the nothing. Dog before people. Like, oh, this my dog.
Well, no, shout out to my human, cousin. She just got her dog.
It's a human being over a dog. Dog got a dog.
She got her dog.
There's only gonna be one dog in the bed, and that's the nigga. Yeah. So he ain't saying no better than over dogs. That's a dog.
I'm all set. I had enough men that's just like dogs.
Doors outside, they got fleas licking their balls and licking them. They on the pillow.
This nigga crazy.
Well, we have enough men, and they just like dogs. They
bring home they fleas.
Yeah, and they bring home strays. So.
But you trying to hide this alcohol. It's fake.
I ain't got no alcohol. What you talking about?
You don't even drink.
Okay.
Give me some water.
All right. Back to ghosting, right? Because we spoke about this.
Ghosting.
Like,
what's that?
Yeah. That's when you just bounce you fuck on somebody
and you don't answer their
you don't
calls,
say nothing. It look like your M.O. That's what you
do? I was looking at the time. See how much time. You know what I'm trying to...
You know. But yeah, you just... You talking to somebody straight and you just bounce on them. Because, you know, we were talking about how y'all don't say nothing to chicks. Y'all just...
Sometimes you gotta get your life together. You gotta,
no, but I'm just saying. So, first of all, have you ever been ghosted?
You are
wait,
ghosted?
Somebody just stopped talking to me?
Yeah, definitely, somebody just stopped talking to you and you don't know why.
If I'm having a full out conversation. Like, how long are we into the conversation? How
for many a while. Days? Like,
oh, yeah, nah, I've never probably ghosted like that. Nah.
And you ever ghosted a chick? Like,
absolutely.
Just stopped talking to
absolutely.
Why?
Because you taking too long to give me the pussy.
That's
it?
Oh. No, I'm saying you could ghost after you smoke.
Or maybe, right, that too. Or maybe I'm
tired.
But
you ghost somebody, right?
Because we tired, that's it. I just
sometimes
fucked you
like
three times.
Sometimes
I get
too fire. Like, nah, that's too fire.
I fucked you three times and I'm done.
That's, I don't think
you
going to
ruin my shit. It's too fire.
You don't think that's what?
I don't think that's the case.
I tell you, I've done that plenty of times.
The pussy was so good that he's done.
Be out. You ready to get your fucking
nah,
because
listen. If there's no emotion with me and you and we just fucking three times, I'm done. All right, it's old pussy.
Three?
Top five.
It's old pussy.
Three?
It's old pussy.
Shit.
Top five.
Three. I gotta like you. If I like you,
don't take it personal. How? How you not gonna take it personal? Somebody just stopped fucking talking to you.
If I like
you, like texting a nigga like, yo, hey, how you
today?
And y'all used to
text.
You on the fifth, hey.
Y'all
used to talking every day.
You ain't getting no response.
And y'all was talking every day.
Get the fuck out of here.
She said, ain't no too fire. Yes, it is too fire. You gotta go.
That's too
fire.
If it's too fire,
I gotta get out of here.
That shit is the ocean. That ain't gonna win swimming.
That's too fire. You gotta get out of there.
What? If what?
That's
about to be collateral damage. You gotta go.
No.
The pussy gotta be okay. It's like, you know what? The pussy ain't even all that anyway. I'm out of here.
Oh, so you leaving because the pussy ain't good. You leaving because the pussy too good.
Look, listen. These niggas don't know what they want.
I'm telling you.
Too good of a person, I don't want to ruin you. Your pussy too good,
too
I don't
much.
Want you. Like, what the fuck is
niggas,
that?
Nigga, he lied to you. He too good, I want to ruin you.
I'm a good person.
He just said the pussy too good,
just
he leaving.
He just don't want you.
It's too good.
Guess what?
Get the fuck out. Get out. Get your shit together. It's too good.
I grew up.
Gotta go.
Oh no, we'll come back to double tap.
Yeah.
After a while, because it becomes new pussy again.
Mentally,
you
know
what I mean? Mentally it becomes new pussy again.
You I don't can't in touch
I'll go
this
right
shit
back
at all.
Exactly.
Because that shit, yeah, I definitely
bitch.
Came back.
Nah.
We're going, we be like, we boop. It's like a lap. Right, I'm about to do a lap because I'm tired
do
of you.
Feel like you, right, got, you got a chick that's the one that got away?
Do I feel like I got a chick is the one that got away?
But you know what it is? It's all about timing because... You could meet them again and they'd be a whole new person.
That's
what I'm saying. You grew
but
up.
Do you feel
like
more
there's
a chick you was with and you fucked up? Like she
yeah,
was
I did
the
that
one.
Before. Definitely.
You
did that
fucked
before.
Up. You did whatever stupid
no,
shit.
No, I don't feel like I had
she
chick.
Was older than me. She
I
was
felt
older
like I had
it
chicks.
Was a culture shock. It just my whole life was like, what the fuck? Like she was older. She had just had mad money. I was like, what the fuck?
He was
a
street nigga.
Because you know what? I was in one relationship, right? And then I got out of that relationship. But it was like, the girl, she was cheating. I'm like, why the fuck is this bitch cheating on me? And then I meet a new bitch, and then she was just treating me mad good. So I was like in that gray area. Like I was.
No,
like,
I'm trying to figure out what's the problem. You know
what?
You was living your best fucking
life. I was trying
life.
To figure out why.
We ain't gonna figure shit out.
You know what? You know, we so used to disappointment that you was like, Okay, I get it. I was just used to, and that was my first dump. I'm like, this bitch, and I got a whole new bitch that's loving me. I'm like, no, why this bitch don't want me? I want to see why this bitch don't want me.
Oh, you were still caught up with the last chick. Yeah. Okay, okay. So that girl got away. And you still think about it? Like, you still be like...
Nah, she was cool, though, because it was, like, all the odds. Like, oh, my boy, she, oh, she older than you. You ain't supposed to fuck with no older man. And they was trying to holler.
Mouthpieces.
They tricked me. I don't like the OGs was fake OGs.
They was trying to see what that pussy was like.
Niggas going behind my back. Like,
they was trying to see what the pussy was like.
They telling me she too old. They going behind my back. Yo... Yo, he too young for you.
That's what niggas do.
I don't trust niggas.
Niggas is haters.
But that's because y'all haters. Talk too fucking pure. Much. If you getting some good pussy, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been in a room.
Don't tell me good pussy. Don't tell everybody. No. Because how you going?
Half of the niggas you tell going want that body.
You know what's crazy, though? It was for real. Like, because my uncle had a first, but I didn't know. My uncle, like, outside.
You should have just shut your mouth.
And he was like, yo.
And enjoyed that
pussy. He said, yo, you got my bitch. I like, what?
I'm dead.
When I met her, she said, I told somebody in Brooklyn, but I doubt you know them because y'all ain't the same age. I was like, all right, well, maybe I don't know. Come to find out, it's my uncle right here. He's all not shit cool people. He's keeping it in the family. I was sick. I ain't kidding, because he thought he was OG'ing in me that he was going to get it back. She was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
He said, oh, wow, you damn, what about me?
But that's grimy for him to try to still
I don't
go
give
back
a fuck. I respect this shit. No, so, he, you know, I felt like a boss. I took his bitch.
Y'all, one of my homeboys told me he went
that
to
that nigga really
house.
Pulled up outside one day. I had the V in front of the crib. He pulled up. He like, yo, where you at? Let's go to breakfast. I said, nigga. I'm in jail. He said, I know I'm outside. I said, oh, nah, you making it hot. You got to, oh, you making it hot. You got to go.
Nah, my homeboy told me he was fucking with a chick, went over to her crib, meet the parents and all of that. One of her aunts he took down before.
Well, you know how that go. The aunties is looking like Kenya Moore.
Aunties know how to cook. They sexy. You know what it is? You young bitches don't know how to cook. Niggas is out on y'all.
Oh, that's a lie.
I'm not going to hold you with that girl. I'm going to tell y'all.
Anybody who knows Simone, no, I can burn the, listen.
Burn what?
Thanksgiving meals, I can cook the whole shit. Turkey, macaroni and cheese, collard greens.
We need witnesses.
The whole thing. Listen, everybody who knows
a lot of people say they know how to cook, and I had it, and I wasn't impressed. I could cook better than most of y'all, 100%.
Everything. Here we go with the bullshit.
I'm that nigga.
About to be more
lies and
shit.
Not me.
I'm that nigga.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If and older women, more mature women, like if you in your 30s, upper 30s, and you got a daughter.
She said good cat can turn a nigga into a rat.
I'm or out. 22 and she looks better than you and she's giving me the eye. Quack, I'm getting in there, pull. I'm taking her down.
That's why
I'm taking her down.
That's what he's saying. He's gonna fuck a young chick's grown daughter.
I'm taking it down.
I can't. That's disgusting.
I'm taking it down.
That's like Bernice Burgos and her daughter.
Yeah, but no, her daughter's her daughter do not look better than her though.
But you would take her daughter down.
No, I won't, because she don't look better than her.
I need you
if I was Bernice Burgos' daughter, I'd be trying to fuck Bernice. That's
Scrooge,
crazy.
How old you going?
Yo, if your
how
moms
you
look
going?
Better than you, you better not bring it around your mother.
That's disgusting. This how's is why it? I can't.
That's how niggas. What do you mean it's disgusting? How's it disgusting?
Why would you be trying to fuck homegirl's daughter?
I'm not trying. That's a but if she throw it at me, I'm not
you
gonna
want
death.
The fake booty and the daughter?
No.
Already, I'm telling you, I'll fuck with a younger chick.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you do.
So
if
now,
you come to my house and fuck my daughter, I'm gonna make sure I get somebody to fuck your ass up.
Why? If your daughter's fuck age,
I don't give
your
a
daughter's
fuck.
23,
your daughter's
24.
Out of age, you gotta have some
she's
kind of loyalty,
kid.
Man.
Like, get the fuck.
23, 24, you a kid?
Yes.
You was
yes.
fucking older niggas at 23, 24, you're
yes,
lying.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, 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 no.
Excuse me, but it
did that, so hopefully you don't
man,
have to go through that.
That's disgusting.
Yo, all right, so your mother.
So if a girl
your mother's
your
man is Shamar
son,
Moore.
You good with that?
Your mother's man is
if
Shamar Moore.
If a girl
Moore.
Come to your house and fuck your son, you good with that?
I might get a nigga a pound. I'm like, damn, son.
Yeah,
damn
right.
But my
good.
Son?
Sounds good.
Wow. I'll be like, that shit crazy.
Sounds good.
Wow.
If you ain't my girl, you fuck my son.
Wow.
No, I'm saying your girl. You just said if you fucking with a chick and her daughter's 21 giving you the eye, you gonna fuck her.
Well, no, if this is my lady, I'm not gonna do
transfer,
it.
Like you said last week.
If it's my lady, if I'm just fucking with you, I didn't do that. If I'm just fucking.
That's disgusting.
If I'm just fucking with you, and we, you know, ain't nothing serious,
sorry,
but we fucking, and you got a bad daughter.
Yo, it's dudes the fucking their chicks daughter.
That are expressed.
If you look at
this nigga, or, yeah, not nothing to do with BK Girl Chat.
By the whole committee. These are his views.
Niggas' brains is like that, I'm telling you. They gonna look, weird. Your daughter come out with some, like, I mean, God,
you
damn.
Had too much hookah,
you fucking
man.
Daughters, yeah, aunties, grandmas.
I don't get no pussy. I don't get no comedy. I jerk off a lot.
My man just came home. He got one skin.
Hit this nigga.
He just came home. He got one skin.
This nigga still. I hate this nigga, man.
He got one skin. All the skin he talking about.
You got one skin?
Yo, we not talking about no skin. I got skin on my body. Get the fuck out of here.
You got one skin, nigga. You don't indulge in, you don't indulge in the flesh.
Black love.
You're not a sinner. You don't indulge in the flesh.
Listen, listen, you hear me?
He stuttering.
I'm one of the dudes. That's why you always
gotta really
lying.
Like you to take
why
you down because he's a sucker for love ass nigga. That's what he seemed like.
Look, he just told you. She could be 75.
Right.
She could be 21.
You trying to fall in love?
He got no. It ain't no boundary.
Hello.
I
get one of
the
fake asses. You want a fake ass? Hey, he don't give a fuck.
Why don't you put his sideways?
He'll fucking donut.
Fuck that shit. We got it.
They got one love.
That shit is crazy.
You fucking donut.
This nigga. Oh.
Yo, you did you say. Listen to him. He said, she 21. She 75. Yeah,
man. Nah, I won't fuck
do
no donut.
Crazy.
But
you
I'm
got
gonna,
no
women,
standards,
women, let me let y'all
bro.
Know something. Nah, that's I got standards. You wild. I'm just talking shit. But, nah, you bugging. If she bad, that's not no standards. A lot of niggas don't.
And somebody's kid, that's ridiculous.
21 is somebody's kid anyway.
Yeah, but not the bitch who you fucking kid. You what kind
Ella,
of
Ella,
who
Ella
you
said
have?
You can cook, clean, and do everything, and niggas still going dip.
Yes, that's so cheap. True.
Because we don't give
that?
A fuck about
I gonna
that.
Cheat. Cause you got on your little Gucci. You going to cheat with a bitch with rainbow. You going to cheat with a bitch that can't cook.
And so some niggas
cheat.
Don't care.
Some niggas
don't
care.
They don't give a fuck. You going to cheat with your grandma.
Nah, nah, nah. Listen to me. Hold on. First of all, if I have a girl, I ain't ever cheat on. That's a
aww.
Fact. I don't cheat on
bullshit.
My girl.
That's
but
so
I'm one of the
nice.
Rare. I'm telling you how niggas is.
Bullshit.
Niggas
wow.
will fuck anything. That's a
the
fact.
Bullshit.
I got cheated on before.
You faking in that ass over there.
I hate this nigga. Wow.
Yeah.
I hate
leave my
this
prosthetic
nigga.
Out of this.
That was good. That
leave
was good.
My prosthetics out of this. That's the whole body part.
You prosthetic. Marcus
Stop
Prosthetic
that.
Jones.
Yo,
his name is Marcus Prosthetic.
Yo, I can't.
I love this guy, man. He's a cool nigga. He's Marcus Prosthetic.
Prosthetic is stupid. Look, I'm telling you how niggas are. Women always want to know.
Dude,
like,
I just got
like
out the
why
feds
niggas
after
cheat.
10
Yo,
years.
Yo, I ain't get no answers the
pussy.
Whole night.
All right, what answer for what?
How much skins you got since you came home from
cheat?
10 years?
I'm going to tell you,
why
when niggas
why
cheat.
Why they cheat?
I'm because listening. Ain't no pussy like new pussy. You keep wanting a different answer from that. Niggas is simple. We're extreme. Women, y'all in a complex. We are simple. It's basic shit.
But I can buy a new pussy.
Still, how
no,
much skins
can.
You got since you came home?
But you the same body.
And a joint.
No,
how much you got since you came home?
She got a whole prosthetic body part.
Yeah, but we tired. Maybe, you know, at the time too, maybe you nagging and we tired of your mouth. Or
that's
maybe
why you put a bag on her head. And
you just we don't want you
that
right
bag
now.
Bag
we want the new
bag heads.
Damn it.
We don't want you. We want the new. That's just what it's simple.
Simple.
It's like that hard. You keep looking for a complex answer to that shit. Cause niggas, most
my
niggas
say he did 10 years. He had 10 bitches since he 20 bitches he came home.
How long
he do
home?
Mothers, sisters, grandmothers, exes, all that. He
how long you
fun.
Been home?
He did 10 years.
How long you been home?
How long you been home?
If you've been home for like 3 years, then 10 bitches is okay.
Nah.
That's a little
niggas
that's
go,
okay.
Niggas go through 10 20. Bitches in a week.
That's a fact. Jesus.
But you ain't go through a lot of bitches in
you
a week.
You ain't go through shit.
Stop.
Yo,
you ain't go through shit.
He's a good guy. First of all, it's clear that he be talking and telling his business. So clearly, you ain't fucking
right.
Nobody.
He said he came home July 11th, 2019.
We going to a party on Saturday. It's gonna be a whole lot of pussy.
Get him some hoes, please.
Come yeah, shout out to Mimi.
So he ain't getting no hoes. We don't fucking
know. November 2nd.
November 2nd. Her birthday party at Jimmy's.
We gonna pull up.
What time is it? The night party?
It's night.
I'm gonna fuck with it because I got. Nah, I'm good. I'm off that shit. I'm off my ankle bracelet. I'm gonna come through.
You went to jail. You don't even.
I was in prison.
Nigga,
what you
met me
about?
With an ankle brace. I shouldn't.
You was
in trust.
You was locked up. I'm dead. That's why you on the low. You was locked up for real.
Shut up. He like, yo, we should dead. Do this podcast, son. I was like, you got an ankle brace on, homie. Oh, he might be police, homie. I do a lot of. No, I'm gonna hang with a lot of gangsters.
With an ankle bracelet on?
I don't. He, no, I said, yo, I said,
I'm like
not
this.
Working.
This we in a building.
That ain't
like
the ones that.
I'll be not working
show
for
Hollywood
police.
Show in a building. BK Girl Chat.
Your discretion is advised.
You keep calling me BK Girl Chat.
She said I'm cashed off.
Yeah, it's ankle. Yo, he tricked me. I told you he made me take one of his ankle bracelet, motherfuckers. I said, what's going on, boy?
Nah, I ain't taking my ankle bracelet.
Yo, what?
Off.
Can we not talk about this?
Listen, I don't know nothing.
All right, Tommy?
I ain't doing nothing. But I know, like, I'm telling you now, you want
to. GTD got the draws.
Yo.
What
draws he got? Somebody let us know.
I can't.
You ain't getting not out.
Go, who's going to respond to that one?
You ain't getting not out.
Listen, this Saturday at Jimmy's.
I love my boy.
Let us know who coming through to
that's
see.
That's my baby
November
boy.
November 2nd, Mimi the Body.
Bye.
We love.
Who the fuck is Mimi the Body? Like,
we already showed you.
Yo, I hate when. Yo, hear me. When I see Mimi
the
Body.
I see.
Yo, you know what I hate when it be like that? Yo, they be acting like.
My boy, he got a suggestion for you. He said, all you got to do is tell him. You ain't had no sex since you came home, and they gonna feel sorry for you.
And they gonna
shot.
Fuck the shit out you.
Fuck
dead
the
ass.
Shit out. Saturday, come through.
I never had a black girl.
Saturday, come through.
I never had a white girl. I never had a Spanish
right,
girl.
I always wanted.
I don't want no pity pussy.
Y'all some gay pussy is pussy, right?
Why? You want grandma pussy? And you want daughter pussy?
Pussy is pussy.
Now you don't
man.
Want no fucking pity pussy.
I don't want no pity pussy. I
what
want pussy,
want?
Pussy,
pussy, real pussy,
pussy,
real
pussy.
Real pussy.
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 I don't
see pussy, pussy, Santa Santa.
I don't
he
know how to get
cheat
pussy.
On his bitch because she nagging with her daughter, her aunt, her grandma,
the grandma,
this motherfucker,
the best
here.
Friend.
He can't
yo.
Be trusted.
The nope. associate.
Yo, you know what I hate? I hate when they because you like Mimi the Body. I hate when they be having the host there.
And they ain't got
like
nobody.
Mimi ain't about to give me no vagina. Like why you keep it?
Yeah, but she, her friends is gonna give you. That's why you
a thousand hosts.
Yo. People, yo, you know what's funny?
It's a thousand
niggas. I'm just saying. Like, if you tell me. Like, if you tell me. You tell me.
So, Jada said all the big booty girls there on Saturday.
She got
November 2nd,
booty.
I got a comedy
she
show November 2nd, too.
They said, so Jada got a
she
big
booty. She got the biggest booty. It's her birthday. Everybody come out. She got the biggest booty.
Crab
birthday. That's the biggest
booty
in Brooklyn.
Nobody cares about big booties. Tell her to put it on.
It's natural, honey. It's not fake.
She got a natural big booty?
It's natural, baby.
Wow.
Natural.
That's good. That's dope.
You now you know I had the biggest booty one time.
You
know, this is years ago.
She said you definitely not getting this.
That's me.
I forgot.
Mimi, stop fucking playing with me. Let me see the thing. Mimi, I poke
hey,
you in your
Mimi.
Fucking booty. Stop playing with me. If I want your booty, I'm getting your booty.
Hey, Mimi.
Look, you me? If I want your booty, I'm getting the booty. Fuck
you ain't getting no skins.
You ain't getting none of that booty.
You ain't getting nada.
She be playing all day. Shout out to Mimi. She played
all
day.
We gonna have fun Saturday.
No skin eyes.
Yo, you know what it is? Like if there was a Bernice there. Why do you fucking Bernice there? Bernice ain't gonna say hi to me. These bitch, like, I understand.
Okay,
like, you know what I'm
saying?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Mimi,
just Mimi, tell him
hi,
please.
Just give him a dub. Like, give him a little wine,
yes.
too.
Give him a piece of because
he just came home.
I'm a peace sign.
Yes.
Give him a little dub. He gonna get a dub.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make sure you get a dub.
Fucking Mike.
She a good time. I'll make sure you get a dub.
She's so stupid. Yo,
yes,
she...
Mimi girl. Word.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, yo. But you know we trying to hook you up.
Trying to get you in the position. Boy.
Hey, yo, get the fuck out of here.
We come out to Jimmy's in the city.
Come out to
Jimmy's. We gonna have fun.
Whoever give my boy a dance, I got 5 shots of Douce for you. 5 shots.
Douce make you do
me.
Some things.
You want 5 Douce? Shots on me.
Say what? Say? Hey, Douce make you do some
he
things.
He panicking. Whoever come there and give him a dub, I got 5 shots for him. You get him before, you get him after, you get
he's
2,
helping
4,
you out.
2, 3
he's
after,
helping you out.
3 before, 2 after.
Show's stupid.
Show me drinks on him
show.
If you don't
panic. Saturday,
November
2nd. Don't panic. Look at him, he get blessed.
Yo, you coming to my show?
When your show?
Nigga, that same day, but early in the day.
I gotta work nice that day.
Yeah, see, he even gonna be. See, he talking
you
shit. All he do is talk shit. That's what I'll be trying to tell you.
I'm on a night shift. I'm on a night shift on Saturday.
This is what I'm talking about. Nice
shit. Talking shit.
Cause I got me
Cat.
A
Cat.
You might want to get one of
those. Cat. Yes.
Who is the name of who? IG. Which Cap. One? BK girl. Cat. You
or talk about Cap.
Her with the fake booty, with the fake.
Now that shit real. She booty. Paid for it. That's real.
It's Butter really fake. Out. Oh, you talking about it? That shit funny as hell.
This shit moves.
Yo,
though.
Yo. So
Jimmy's is in the city.
Yes, it is Manhattan.
Not the Bronx, my G. I know you just came home. You gotta get outside, my G.
She said bottles just came only, home. No cups.
Yo, cook. What up? What's going
bottles
on?
Bottles only. What's going no, on, cups.
Cuz?
No
cups. Bottles got the big only. Cuz no cups. In the chat.
Come. Why you don't come?
He's I might come.
Panicking. I hook you up with
he
all of
panicking. Look, look, look. His eye twitching. That's how I start twitching.
Let's get back panicking. To the fucking show.
Listen. Panicking.
Listen.
Listen. And then we're going to talk about it next time.
Hold on. Now, y'all how coming Jimmy's to. All right. I'll come
we'll
to Jimmy. And you come to my show.
We'll come to your
yeah,
show.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
We got a lot on Jimmy's.
Lobster legs on him. On crab legs.
It's called Crab Legs and Comedy.
Okay, can you shout out the address and shit?
Absolutely. Let me get the motherfucking on. Address.
You want us to host this nigga on your chat?
It's a literature. I'm going to get the right address.
BK yeah, girl
now
chat?
You need the right address.
Yeah. I'm going to get the right address for you right
shout
now.
Shout out to Hookaholics.
Hello. We can provide the hookah. We can provide the shit talk.
Comedy, shout out to my nigga Comedy D. That's who's running it.
Get your shit together. Why we give you, a promo man. Shot hey, right now. You fucking up.
It's 132 hey. North Wellwood Avenue, Lyndhurst, New York.
You heard?
Well, that's it. That
that's
far.
A Long Island, though.
They ain't coming.
One, yes, you are
I
coming.
I think everybody 132
North wow. Wellwood Avenue,
yo,
in Lyndhurst,
if you ain't funny,
New York.
I'm throwing a tomato up there.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna oh, sneak
shit.
Up there.
You always talking
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna sneak up there.
Nigga, know me. I try to tell you, show all he do is talk shit. I'm
gonna throw a tomato at you.
He don't want to gas the fucking shit up.
Yeah, and that's all he do.
Back to the fuck out. Giving out shit. He ain't giving
look,
shit out.
Shit hit the fan. I'll he gone.
It. I'm gonna do
gone.
It.
Gone.
I'm gonna do
that
it.
That nigga bullshitting.
Wow.
That shit funny as hell. Yo, so.
I'm like, boo, motherfucker. Get off stage.
Yeah, I'm nice on stage. Fuck out of here. Yo,
oh, yeah.
I'm so panicked. Like, yo, so what's up with Sinbad? You panicked.
But nah, Sinbad's my nigga. Sinbad is fucking legend.
Hey, so Cash. Shout hey, Cash. Hold the camera for her. Y'all see she's trying to do angles? Yeah. Come on, give me a camera. Let me take
I want a slim, fine woman who could twerk it up.
That shit is funny as hell.
Let me get it.
Let me get it. Do it with a shake it with it.
This shit look like.
Oh, good. Gotta face him.
It y'all looked mad. Like it's real yeah. fake.
Y'all yeah. mad at the baddies. Where the baddies at? Hey, yo.
That shit is in 3D.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
That's just funny.
Show the hips. Oh, my hips? Show the hips.
She said, "Show the hip."
Oh yeah! Shout out to my boy, man. Versus
and that's
man.
Exactly
you know what
that's the fake bodies.
Shout
be
out to that.
So AB, these bitches,
you know, I'm working.
Really
I'm busy. I ain't
yeah, not everybody that got a fake booty is real. Like
she trying to twerk that. Dang.
Some of them is prosthetics, and y'all be falling for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Niggas, we fall.
Tisha 86, how
fall
old you
for
going?
Anything.
They want to know how old you going.
Slap. Shut up.
Niggas fall for anything. Niggas don't care. That's what they don't. They don't care.
We heard you. We know.
Some niggas don't care. I give a fuck. I'm just telling about niggas.
I'm just working. I'm just busy.
So you give a fuck why? You give a fuck because you're gonna be having sex with them, or you give a fuck because you want a future?
I give a yo. See, I should record.
It's,
nah,
it's
nah,
not blinking.
That shit stop blinking. Go holla.
Yo, holla B. Yo, B. Bills.
B. Hey, hey.
Tap on that door. We love. We don't give a fuck.
Yes. That's
no, but
YouTube.
Why you care? Can we go? Can we go back
yo,
to that?
Yo, sad pit.
Why you care?
I don't think the camera blinking.
That shit
stop
recording.
Die. It's over.
How long ago that shit stopped?
I just seen it blink like 10 minutes ago.
You had to use these lives, bro.
It's dead. It's over.
Damn.
We all already right. went. We on 89 minutes. We supposed to do 60.
Well, fuck it.
Well, then, what time is this? 9 o'clock. We cutting
we can't
it to,
even do a,
we cutting it to the time. Well, how much we got? We going to do 5 more minutes without recording.
Without recording. We do the voice. All right, so we had to record. We had to just check it out.
Shout out to that. You took too long. Damn. If we got here next time, I'm going to tell y'all 6:30 so
y'all
can come
with
the
I'm not playing with y'all. I'm coming at 8 o'clock next time.
What?
Because I got to go to work.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
I'll be here on time. No.
What?
Get your life
I'll
together.
I'll be here on time.
Yo,
get your shit together. We
what's
working.
Up with what you think about this Kanye West, Kim Kardashian talking about? Oh, this nigga got problems now because he's doing Jesus music.
She said he got problems.
Yeah, he's talking about my
he don't know how to dress sexy no more.
My husband got going through menstrual problems.
He first is. Of all, this is not the first time she said
he
that.
Don't want her
no,
to dress sexy
no,
anymore.
No, but it's cool when he's your fucking puppy dog. No. But now that he's doing the Jesus music.
No, that's the problem. False. Because she has said this before he started doing it. Right. Wow. He is bipolar. He has admitted it. She has said this before. He has mental issues.
Right.
I think that we need to let him rock. He's doing gospel music. And maybe it might help his mental issues.
He lost his mom, too.
He lost his mom, he lost his mind. He never got
a proper chance to grieve. That's
number one.
Hey, mama.
And I just feel like this is healing for him. Let him heal.
Let him be Jesus.
Yeah, if he wants to do gospel, what's the problem? But this is not the first time Jesus. She's ever said
let
that.
Let him say Jesus.
He's silly.
I love Kanye.
This is not the first time she had a problem with him.
That's one person I want to meet, Kanye. I like Kanye.
No.
Okay.
I love Kanye, man. Shout out to Kanye.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a problem with him doing gospel.
If you Kanye, feel free. If anybody tell you about this podcast, you can send Yeezys. We definitely gonna wear them. I got a pair on right now. I'm definitely gonna wear them.
Yo.
All right.
This is fine.
Bet.
But
if we got Saturday in here.
All right now.
Ambassador, shout out to him.
We like
right studio. Saturday, there's a rich Saturday.
Nigga. Rich hey, nigga Saturday. Rich hipster.
Hey.
Go to Saturday.com. They got some shirts, some hats, some hoodies, anything.
You about to sign up.
Tell them Hollywood Show so you get 15% off.
That's a discount.
Hollywood Show the 15%.
That's like the niggas that be like, say my name at the door.
I'm right. working, I'm busy. You see that I'm working, I'm busy.
Like, I came here to see such and such child, you still the fuck outside.
They said he ain't here yet.
Nah, you say Hollywood. This is two times. We ain't gonna fuck around.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
For my birthday,
what?
These motherfuckers said, say my name when you get to the motherfucking door.
You ain't fucking with the rest. You fucking with the best.
I'm here with such and such. They said,
you ain't say Hollywood Show. You ain't say that.
But you wasn't there.
Exactly.
You wasn't there.
That's two times.
I was at LaSook.
Shout out to Cash, my boy over there. Dropped that new album, you know what I'm saying? Cash. Behind These Scars. Cash. Casanova. Oh, you know what I'm saying? King of New York right now. Who want to debate it? I ain't going to debate it. You know what the fuck going on.
I met Cash through show.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga is fuck. Everybody's taller than me, so that's fine.
How tall are you?
But that, I don't disrespect me. I'm not going. I'm
6'2". How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
I think I'm
tall. -4.
I'm tall.
Yo, people, when they see me on Instagram, they be like, I thought you was taller, bitch. That's your fault.
I'm towering over you.
I didn't say it was funny.
I'm looking over you.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, you ain't got to do all of that.
Anyway. Back a little bit. Right.
So I meet this nigga, Cass. Mm-hmm. This nigga, that's a big nigga. Of course, you Brooklyn niggas. That's a big nigga.
How tall is he?
He's about 6'2". And then he got weight on him. And you know, he told all this, nigga, you come to rob me, I'ma give it to you. I'm like, this nigga's big. This big ass nigga head. Get the fuck out of here, you big ass nigga. Let me ask y'all,
who let a motherfucker punk them in before?
Huh?
Who let a motherfucker punk them before?
Anybody. Nobody not gonna say it. He cool
nigga. Never got punked.
That nigga Cass came. Look, I went into the door. He said, yo, he with you? It's the first thing. He even acknowledged me. He looked at this nigga and said, he with you? I was like, oh, yeah, this
nigga. Yeah, we keep the circle nice and tight. We don't let too many niggas in. It was a lot going on in that studio that night. It was a lot going on.
For
there.
The most part,
because cool I fuck nigga. With you. I hope you're not the feds. I just seen niggas get locked up.
The fuck out of here.
How you gonna know? He just got home.
Not Tekashi.
How you gonna know? He just got home. He had a whole ankle on
him. Every circle of nigga I fuck with ends up coming around.
That was a lit night because we went from here. We went from one extreme to the next.
Right.
We went from the bottom to the top. He like, yo.
Yeah, we went from
Pop Smoke came to the street. Said, Pop Smoke. Said, Pop Smoke.
You had a good time.
I was chilling. But yeah, it was
he was dancing there doing a little. They said, look at your man doing his two step. He's in like this.
Hey, my feet work is nice.
Yeah.
I'm on my Chris Brown.
Going for Chris Brown. I love him.
He was going crazy.
Look at this group. I don't care what kind of bitches he be. I love
Oh
Chris
my
Brown.
God.
First of all,
that's not my business. That's not my business.
Shout out to Rihanna, too. Rihanna, I see the picture of her kissing a baby on the cheek sideways. I hope she don't kiss the baby in the mouth because she got cold sauce.
She got what?
She got cold sauce.
These opinions are made by him.
Nah, they showed this shit. It was on social media when she had a shit.
They can make anything on social media. You believe social media?
No, she did. She
fucks with white niggas. White people got cold sauce.
We are also with the white niggas.
Yeah,
he don't fuck with no white niggas.
I love you.
Don't do it.
Hey, yeah. You talking about white?
That's Riri. Don't do it.
Caucasians got like cold sauce.
All right. She don't fuck with no
white
niggas.
I don't know what
he's talking
about.
She was fucking with a white nigga
for him.
I don't think so.
These are his opinions.
I don't think so.
So you know.
I don't think so.
I think she got cold sauce.
I love Rihanna coaches. And I don't.
I know this Haitian dude. I told him. Listen, I know this Haitian dude, and I told him. I was like, yo, my nigga. It's a fact. I said, yo, bro. I know it's my nigga. This is my nigga.
Last story.
I say, my nigga, listen.
Nope.
Y'all niggas just
scared. Y'all nobody.
It's been real, y'all.
Nope. End.
Or her whole Navy gonna come through.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, y'all niggas is crazy.
Her whole fucking Navy gonna come through a swarm.
Take this live. Shout out to Money
Itself. Y'all niggas is scary.
We love you, Riri.
You just busy.
We love you, Riri.
I'm not cash.
I don't talk about Haitians, nigga, though.
Nah, I got Haitian cool, man. I don't know Haitians. That's my niggas.
No, you love
us
all, too.
Yep.
Shout out to Money Itself. These are my niggas, you scary ass people.
Well, look, let me speak for myself. I love the Zoes. I love the niggas.
I fuck with my niggas. You alright, so it's not y'all. It's me. Fuck it. This is my view. I know my man, Ben-Star, a nigga Haitian. He fuck with these white girls. And I told you, leave the fucking white girls alone.
Okay.
Even though I want to have sex with a white girl, I'm not going to lie to you, but I'd be scared. Absolutely.
And you ain't fuck with yes?
Nah, I ain't even
fuck. Come Saturday.
I want to have sex with a white girl.
But
I'd be scared. That's what I'm saying. They be kissing in parties and shit.
Yeah, she's going to probably
eat your ass. Who can't wait to kiss in a party?
She's going
to
eat my whole ass.
Who can't wait to kiss in a party?
This is why I'm good.
You never kissed in a party.
Right?
So you're going to be like, hey, he's going to bring it to the show. You're going to look, ladies. You're going to smile and bring it to the show.
What the fuck?
She's going to eat your whole ass up to let her
look,
eat
he smile.
It.
Look, he's blushing. Look,
so how that feel?
Yep.
What? Listen. Let's go back to the point.
Hey, folks.
The nigga in the fucking wagon, then he get the crazy cold sore on his lip. And I said, I told you.
Oh, I have a story about that. A celebrity gave it to mad girls at Perfections. He came through.
Oh, yeah.
A few of them left with him. And they all came back with the same fucking shit on their lip. I was like, golly. I don't believe that.
Y'all going crazy.
No, it's a fact.
Niggas, you kiss somebody at cold sores is a wrap. You got cold sore.
It wasn't a cold sore. That was
cold
sore. Oh yeah, herpes.
It was herpes.
I mean, cold sore is herpes, but it's a
cold sore.
Yeah, it's a form of herpes. I'm saying herpes cold sore.
A lot of celebrities got cold sores. If I was doing a movie, and I know somebody might have a cold sore, I'm like, you gotta put some clear shit on that person's lip, like a plastic that'll go thin.
Nigga,
I'm not kissing this person.
No, you shouldn't do the plastic. Movie.
I'm not kissing you. You
a
don't
plastic. Get out.
Wow.
Get the fuck out.
I don't think we're going to hit the space bar. It's been real today.
Yo.
We working. We busy. Yummy.
Where this nigga went?
Girls chat.
Ready?
BK Girl
BK
Chat.
BK Girl right. Chat.
Yo, listen.
Whenever you ready to hit that switch.
Hold on. We appreciate y'all.
November 2nd. Jimmy's
bar. We appreciate y'all stopping through.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
You Hear Me Podcast.